B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of our program that we broadcast to radio stations across the country. Lots of people also listening on live stream. The program also becomes a podcast. We drop it on Mondays so that those of you who weren't able to listen to the program live can hear it in its entirety. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we invite your phone calls. We would love for you to participate with questions or comments, maybe on something that's happening in the health field or perhaps a health experience that you've had using natural medicine or using high-tech medicine. That's what intelligent medicine's about. It's the deployment of both types and all of the above approach, utilizing the best that medicine has to offer to prevent disease and to optimize our health. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got lots to talk about today. We've also got some recorded calls because we call 877-726-8255 when we're not on the air. Well, you can record questions. We'll take some of those later in the program. Among the things we're going to talk about, cinnamon for lowering your blood sugar. We're going to talk about some exciting new drug developments. Also, Florida Governor DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. What do y'all think of that? 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, we're going to start with a focus on a nutrient that is on my radar screen, but is not that well known. It is PEA, brand name Levagen, and in the past, many years ago, when we talked about the benefits of chocolate, there was a story going around about how chocolate was the ideal Valentine's Day gift. That is a little bit in our rearview mirror, having celebrated that this week, but it was the ideal gift because it contained a compound called PEA, which is a compound associated with something called limerence. Limerence is a fancy, infrequently used word, which refers to the state of delirium that is associated with being in love. And PEA, which is phenylethanolamine, was the thing that was thought to be the ingredient in chocolate that made chocolate so addictive and made people feel like they were in love, and thus making it the ideal Valentine's Day gift for your intended. Well, this is a different PEA, so we're playing alphabet word games here. PEA, in this case, stands for palmitoethanolamide, and I will henceforth dispense with that long name and just keep calling it PEA. PEA is an endocannabinoid-like lipid mediator. So it is a type of fat-soluble nutrient. And it's actually an ingredient in a product that I frequently use. It's called Relief by CV Sciences. It's combined with CBD in a formula that they have that's designed to aid recovery from athletic exertion, which is something that I really try to support because I work out frequently, but also something that may help people with painful conditions. And so in a moment, I'm going to share with you some of the research on this. It seems to work on multiple fronts. In this article, it's a review article that I have here, it says it has which is like a 91-page article, which has sections on immunity, brain health, allergy, pain modulation in conditions like menstrual pain, but also in other painful conditions like fibromyalgia, for joint health, it aids sleep and recovery. What they say is one of the problems with PA is that it is not that bioavailable, but new techniques have made it more bioavailable because it's delivered in a liposomal form, and thus you get more absorption. So here's a review of PEA in the treatment of chronic pain. And what they did is they did a Medline search. They found 253 articles. Ultimately, 11 were included in the analysis. And what they found is that there were distinct benefits of PEA for reducing pain and also just simply quality of life and functional status. People felt better, reported better outlook and mood, and were able to perform tasks better when taking PEA. I've also looked at some of the blogs and some of the sites where people talk about their experience with fibromyalgia. And one of the things that some people are trying are high doses of PEA, but it takes relatively high doses to achieve that, which could get a little pricey. So people are talking about 3 to 6 grams or 3 to 6,000 milligrams per day as the sweet spot for addressing the pain of fibromyalgia. Also, this is an interesting article. Study suggests Levigin holds cognitive health benefits. And what they did here is they looked not at old broken down individuals who definitely need cognitive support. They looked at young individuals. They actually recruited gamers. Okay. They were students. The study used a double-blind placebo-controlled crossover trial to determine the effects of 6 weeks of 700 milligrams per day of Levigin. They conducted the trial in university students, male and female students. They did pre- and post-cognitive tests. And they also measured something called BDNF, which is kind of Miracle-Gro for your brain. BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, is kind of like the fertilizer that helps you form associations within your brain, helps grow your neurons, and improve the synaptic connections in your brain. Exercise is one of the best ways to induce BDNF, but it turns out that in this group, blood levels of BDNF were significantly increased in the PEA users versus placebo. Also, they did some cognition tests, and they found that there was an improvement with the PEA supplementation, while there was no change reported in the placebo group. So this suggests that this is a nutrient that you may want to put on your radar screen, as I have, and I take it. PEA, brand name Levigin, although perhaps there are other brands, but the one that is formulated for better absorption is the Levigin brand. And with multiple benefits that include enhanced performance, reduced stress, reduced pain, better recovery from athletic exertion, and even immune support. So So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
No matter what side of funding the war in Ukraine you fall on, enough is enough.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Congress is taking your tax dollars, but they don't want to offset it by cutting anything else. They'll just throw it onto the pile of trillions of more debt, cut it from somewhere else in the budget.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Enough about me. We want to hear what you think and what some of your concerns are. So call us at 877-726-8255. Or if you can't call this hour, you can call anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard that if you put a banana in smoothies, it decreases the polyphenols in whatever else you have there. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, that's really interesting, and I really thank you for bringing that up, because that is a common practice. Is, you know, people make a protein shake, and then, I don't know, they throw in some berries, and then maybe a little banana, and maybe they want to put in, you know, their favorite additional ingredient, like a little bit of colostrum, as I sometimes add to my shakes, or creatine to power up their muscle performance. And so the concern is, does banana interfere with the uptake of polyphenols? Now, what are polyphenols? Well, polyphenols are all these beneficial compounds, rainbow-colored compounds that you get from plants, and they include things like the things that you get from berries, the proanthocyanidins, the flavanols that you get from cocoa, and sometimes I put cocoa in my shake. And so the concern is, could bananas have an interfering effect? And it turns out that this astute listener is pointing us in the direction of a recent study in a journal called Food and Function. Scientists use smoothies to test whether the inclusion of banana could interfere with the absorption of flavanols. And it turns out that it did. You see, bananas contain something called polyphenol oxidase. It's an enzyme that's found in many fruits and vegetables that's responsible for the browning when these are cut or bruised. And so you know what happens when you bang a banana, it turns brown, right? And ultimately, if it sits around, it browns, ripens. And so this enzyme, polyphenol oxidase, breaks down polyphenols pretty effectively. Here's what they found. Adding banana to a berry smoothie reduced the flavanol intake by the consumer by 84% compared to a control group who simply took a flavanol capsule. So, yeah, that it turns out that is a concern. Obviously, flavanols are the things we want. You can find them in apples, pears. Of course, quercetin is a flavanol, polyphenol. So these are all, you know, these things that we put into smoothies, like blueberries and blackberries and cocoa. I guess that's something that we should try to avoid. And, you know, bananas, after all, they're kind of just a calorie bomb. You know, it's a lot of starch, greater amount of sugar. And so forego the bananas. Now, I had a thought is that avocados also have a tendency to brown, right? And I like to throw a half an avocado into my smoothie. And then I thought to myself, like, maybe I am interfering with the polyphenol content of my smoothie. One of the ingredients, if I'm not adding cocoa to my smoothie, I might add some matcha, some green tea. You know, makes it taste like green tea ice cream. And matcha is beneficial because it's got a lot of flavanols in it, these compounds that are present in green tea, catechins and so on. So I looked up polyphenol oxidase content of avocados, And it turns out that avocados are pretty high, too, in polyphenol oxidase. They tend to brown easily when they're bruised or when you open them up, right? So maybe I've got to rethink that. But it's just so yummy when I put an avocado in there, and I thought I was doing myself a lot of good. So great call. That's an astute question. 877-726-8255, our number. Can a daily dose of cinnamon help lower blood sugar? A lot of supplements that are designed to lower blood sugar, they've got a little bit of cinnamon in them. But usually, if you take in a pill or two a day, pills are limited to maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams. And so, maybe you'll get a couple of hundred milligrams of cinnamon in each anti- or blood sugar pill that you're taking. Then there's a variety of ingredients. It could be any number of things that seem to help with blood sugar, chromium and so on, berberine, etc. It turns out that a daily dose of cinnamon can help lower blood sugar, but you got to take a fair amount. And the amount that seems to make a difference is about a teaspoonful, 4 grams per day. So what they found is that in this study, the conclusion is that this adds to the evidence for the potential anti-diabetic effects, because this new study has found that a 4-week course of cinnamon supplementation at about the level of 4 grams per day could reduce blood sugar levels. And the caveat is in people who needed their blood sugar levels reduced. So if you've got normal blood sugar, it's not going to make much of a difference. But in people with obesity or overweight or prediabetes or metabolic syndrome, it did indeed make a difference. This headline from Florida, DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. Fake meat is lab-grown meat. And what they're saying here is that he wants to get rid of this in the food supply. People complain that, this is like anti-capitalism because the Chinese can steal the march on us because they're investing a lot in the technology to develop lab-grown meat. I say, hooray for Governor DeSantis. Like him or not, he's on the right side of this argument when it comes to ultra-processed fake food. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients.
To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new daily balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Here, 877-726-8255, our number. And a reminder that when we're talking about supplements here, sometimes we talk about things that are obscure, hard to get. If you go on Amazon, you can find them, but it's kind of the Wild West there. One of my colleagues yesterday, I was at a health and nutrition conference, Integrative Medicine, here in New York. And he told me that they did a survey of some of the products that were offered there, and about half of the products were literally counterfeits. They had labels that looked, identical to real labels, but the contents were nil. They tested for zero amounts of the stated ingredients. So you got to be careful. It's the Wild West out there. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my reliable full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out for great products and real reliability, safety, purity, and potency. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. That number available for live calls as well as a place where you can record questions. We've got a couple of live calls, so let's talk to Sue from New Jersey. Thanks for your patience, Sue.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. It's an honor to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I had chronic insomnia for years, and for the last couple of years, I was taking a drug called Remeron.
Oh, yeah. Powerful drug. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I slept wonderfully, but I had some issues, and they took me off it, and now I'm lost.
Yeah.
I don't know what to take. I'm not sure what to take.
Well, let's go through this. And first of all, I want to point out that we tend to think of a pill for the ill. So when it comes to sleep, you know, we have sleeping pills, and then people say, I want to take something natural. Which pill shall I take? And I'll go through some of those options. But when we address sleep, we really want to take a comprehensive approach to sleep. We want to look at your lifestyle. We want to look at your diet. We want to make sure that you're not having ups and downs of blood sugar. We want to measure your cortisol, because that's a stress hormone that typically peaks in the morning. But in people with insomnia, they're out of phase. Their circadian rhythm is messed up, and it peaks later in the day and when they try to sleep, and it interferes with sleep. And so, you know, there's a lot of factors involved. If you could just pot her down, I'm going to give her an answer, okay? So the other thing that you got to look at is, you know, just all the lifestyle factors. So I would recommend, and maybe you've already gone through this process, because anyone who has insomnia should not simply go to someone and get a pill. They should get a comprehensive workup at a sleep center. You can, if you want to access this on your own, DIY, you can look up CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. And this is something where there's some online opportunities there where you can kind of go through a checklist of habits, not having a TV in your bedroom, for example, not having devices in your bedroom, for example, making sure that your bedroom is a dark, cool sanctum at night, making sure that you get sunlight in your eyes when you wake up in the morning, absence of light at night. Lots of light in the morning that creates a circadian rhythm and normalizes it. Exercise is very important for sleep as well. And avoidance, obviously, of caffeinated beverages. So these are some of the things that you want to go through. Check it out. But still, some people require more. So among the things that are helpful, and there's kind of a smorgasbord of things, different strokes for different folks. Among the things that are helpful, obviously, there's melatonin. Some people respond to melatonin. Other people don't get a benefit from melatonin. Time-release melatonin is a little better than just regular melatonin because it helps sustain sleep through the night. You can also team that with relaxing things like GABA or theanine. That can be helpful at bedtime. You can also take things like CBD. I personally take a product called CV Sleep from CV Sciences, one of our sponsors, plus CBDoil.com is their website, and as I mentioned earlier, PEA often can help to support sleep. It's an endocannabinoid-like substance. Sometimes teaming that with your CBD can also help produce sleep. One of the things that I like, and it's been a little bit hard to get lately, is kava, and that's because in Europe, there were some cases of kava causing liver toxicity, but I think they've worked the problem out. There was some impurity in certain kava formulations, and now that they've identified it, they've purified kava so that it's safe. Kava produces a really kind of a mellow, relaxed feeling, and I've taken it at or near bedtime, and it really has a kind of a calmative effect. Another thing that you can take is glycine. In powder form, you can take, you know, a teaspoon of glycine dissolved in water. That can be helpful. You know, you also have to address medical problems. Are you having urinary problems that wake you up at night and create problems? Are you having bodily aches and pains that make it hard to sleep? Are you having sleep apnea? Is, you know, overweight associated with some problems in your metabolism? Ups and downs of blood sugar, for sure, can cause sleep problems. They tend to wake people up, you know, and then they head for the refrigerator or they look for a snack because their blood sugar is plummeting and causes the body to set off a kind of an alarm that wakes people from deep sleep. So, there, you know, I think what we need to do is rather than take, you know, like, okay, they took me off Remeron, which of the available supplements should I take? Yeah, the supplements are helpful, but I would take a comprehensive approach to addressing sleep problems. And there are many, many, many. It's such a ubiquitous problem that there are many sleep centers across the country where you can get a multidisciplinary approach. Yes, you can get a medication from a psychiatrist or a neurologist. Neurologists are also sleep specialists. They do sleep studies. But the multidisciplinary approach means that you may work with, a sleep coach or a therapist to address some of the obstacles you have to sleeping, and just also making the lifestyle changes that can improve sleep. Okay? So there you have it. That's a long-winded answer to your question and a little more than maybe you expect. Magnesium. Must mention magnesium. Magnesium at bedtime can be relaxing. These are among the things that can make a difference. Okay. Good point to remind you. You want to make sure that your immune system is as strong as it can be. And to build your natural immunity. Yeah, you know, we're talking about shots and vaccines and, you know, all kinds of medication just in case. But really, it's about our resilience, our immune resilience. So it's time to empower your immune system. Empower, that's I-M-M-P-O-W-E-R, empower, supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%. And the studies are for real. It has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. That's 800-422-5518. And as a special deal for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. All right, 877-726-8255. We've got another caller on the line. Is she still there? Or he? Is he still there? Okay, hello. Hi there.
Yes. Even though I was taking it, I've had all symptoms of what appeared to be a sinus headache, even though I was taking all the immune supplements you recommend and sprays, the doctor thought, even though it's viral, it could be a bacteria infection as well. So she prescribed Augmentum. And I want to know, is it best to take probiotics to offset the negative side effects of the antibiotic during, or should one wait before, after the antibiotic regimen is finished?
So I have a question for you. What's your name, sir?
George.
George. Okay, George. How did you feel when you took the Augmentin?
Well, no, I just started it the few days.
Because I'll tell you, I think in the last 30 years, the only antibiotic that I ever took was Augmentin, which I prescribed for myself once before. It was like a holiday, Thanksgiving or something, or Passover or something like that. And I was going up to stay in Connecticut and visit some people, and I just didn't want to be, you know, suffering from really bad nasal congestion after a cold. And I thought I'd develop sinusitis. I was having facial pain, and so I prescribed it for myself. And I got to tell you, I took it for about two or three doses because it wreaked havoc on my digestive tract. And I just said, you know, I'd rather have the sinus pain and just let it resolve on its own, which it did. Without taking the antibiotic. So I'm curious, and different strokes for different folks. Some people don't have that reaction to Augmentin. I'm very sensitive to it. It's yes. The answer is yes, take a probiotic. If you take the probiotic a little bit away from the antibiotic, it's more likely to maintain the beneficial bacteria within your intestinal tract. You don't want to kill off everything. I mean, you know, when you take antibiotics during an infection, it's like nuclear winter for your microbiome. It's actually going to destroy not just the harmful bacteria in your nasal passages, but it's going to destroy your beneficial bacteria in your intestinal tract. And you can partially offset that by taking probiotics, like a broad-spectrum probiotic like Dr. Ahir is probiotic. But only to some extent, because there, it's going to still do some damage, and you can't completely offset the adverse effects. The other thing I suggest is that people take something called Saccharomyces. And the advantage of Saccharomyces is it's a fungal species. And what it does is it inhibits, it's actually from the yeast family, but it actually inhibits the harmful kind of yeast, the yeast that gives women yeast infections and the yeast that gives people gastrointestinal problems, Candida albicans and other Candida species. So you can take that anytime you want, because even if you take it when you take your Augmentin, it won't be destroyed because it's not a bacteria, it's a fungus. That I would recommend. And, you know, you can partially offset the damage. So good question, practical question, because a lot of people sometimes they have to pull the trigger and take an antibiotic, and that's some of the things that you can do. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for your calls and continue to call in. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to drhoffman.com/thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The pharmaceutical industry keeps churning out new drugs, and we'll talk about some of the candidate drugs in a moment, but Senator Bernie Sanders was on the Hill grilling pharmaceutical executives about the high cost of drugs in the U.S. vis-a-vis other countries, where they can cost a fraction of what they sell for in the United States. And so, on the one hand, it is a huge money-making machine. On the other hand, they are indeed coming up with some innovative solutions for problems, maybe problems that could better be addressed via lifestyle. But, you know, let's take a look at what's happening on the weight loss drug front. And this is actually from the financial pages. Reuters reports that U.S.-based Eli Lilly, makers of Mounjaro and the newly christened Zepbound, it's actually the same drug, but it's got a different name, and Denmark's Novo Nordisk, makers of Ozempic and Wegovy and Rybelsus, these are blockbuster drugs. In fact, the economy of Denmark is just soaring. You know, the average income of people in Denmark, the gross national product, is dramatically improved simply as a result of Novo Nordisk's success in developing and marketing these drugs. So the article says these companies, Lilly and Novo Nordisk, have struck gold with their weight loss drugs, sending their shares to stratospheric levels and putting them on par with some high-growth tech stocks. So, for example, those of you who play the market know that there is something called a PE, a price-to-earnings ratio, which means the amount that the price of the stock exceeds the earnings. So stocks that are kind of speculative, that are real growth stocks, they have so much more potential than they actually earn that they have a high PE ratio. Lilly shares trade at 56 times the earnings estimates, whereas the average S&P healthcare sector stocks have a PE multiple of 19. So 56 versus 19. When it comes to Novo, their PE ratio 36. So there's a lot of people who believe that they've got, the sky's the limit for those companies. Eli Lilly overtook Tesla's market value last month to make the ninth largest U.S. listed company. And Novo briefly knocked off French luxury retail giant LVMH. You know, all the luxury brands are now consolidated under LVMH. You know, it's like the way that General Motors was. You know, there's a lot of different car brands, but they were all GM, you know, Pontiac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Chevrolet, you know, all those grouped under the rubric of GM. Lilly's revenue is expected to jump 76% over the next 3 years. So, yeah. Novo's income expected to rise 68%. So here's an innovation. A lot of people have life-threatening peanut allergies, and one of the ways to deal with that is with desensitization. They're coming up with ways to desensitize people with patches and sublinguals, but it's an arduous process. Headline, first drug okayed for reducing allergic reactions from multiple foods. The drug is, it's an old drug. It's been around for a while. It's called Xolair. It's a monoclonal antibody. Xolair, via injection, is the first medication that appears to help reduce allergic reactions to multiple foods after accidental exposure. Now, we're talking about anaphylactic reactions. We're not thinking like, you know, like, I don't like garlic. It gives me an upset stomach. But these people have life-threatening reactions that are IgE-mediated. Xolair knocks out the IgE. And it turns out that after getting the injections, 68% of the patients who received Xolair were able to eat a single dose of peanut protein after about a half year of treatment without allergic symptoms. So, yeah, hope for people who suffer from life-threatening allergies. Also, this one, are you tired of taking your blood pressure medication? You know, it's kind of like tedious. You got to take your medication every day or maybe a couple times a day, and there's the cost associated with that. And sometimes you forget your medication. You run out of your medication. So, new solution from Big Pharma, a drug that can be taken once a month to reduce blood pressure. It's given as a subcutaneous injection every 6 months or alternatively every 3 months. They're trying it out. It's called RNA interference with a drug. It hasn't gotten it's got just a generic name. It doesn't yet have a brand name. It's a tongue twister, zilebesiran, for mild to moderate hypertension. So in the future, you may be able to take a shot. It says that single subcutaneous doses of zilebesiran significantly lowered blood pressure for up to 6 months. The drug targets one of the enzymes that's associated with the kidney retaining sodium that is called angiotensinogen, and so it blocks the this pathway and your blood pressure goes down.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Month of the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu will not halt a military offensive in Gaza. Instead, he's vowing to finish the job following Hamas's attack against Israel October 7th. Meanwhile, Benny Gantz, a member of his war cabinet, gave a supportive speech earlier today.
This is a speech that was given today to a delegation of visiting presidents of major Jewish organizations from the United States. Benny Gantz went on to say that Israel would act in a coordinated manner, facilitating, in his words, the evacuation of civilians in dialogue with our American and Egyptian partners, words which may add to the speculation that some Palestinians in Gaza may find themselves having to seek refuge outside the Gaza Strip, possibly in this walled enclosure that the Egyptians are building nearby on their side of the border.
The BBC's Paul Adams with the report. Over 300 people have been detained in a number of cities around Russia while paying tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died at a remote Arctic penal colony on Friday. The sudden death of the 47-year-old was Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe and remained vocal in his unrelenting criticism of the Kremlin. Three emergency workers killed in a suburb of Minneapolis.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday morning turned deadly for two police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. Governor Tim Walz says the police officers and a firefighter lost their lives while trying to save a family in danger in Burnsville, and that other officers were also injured. He says, "My heart is with their families." Other messages of condolence have also been flooding social media as well. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9 almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick start pack at ReliefFactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com.
Lufthansa could be facing a possible strike in Germany.
A labor union in Germany is calling on ground staff working for Lufthansa to walk off the job at 7 airports this coming Tuesday. It follows a similar strike earlier this month, which prompted the airline to cancel hundreds of flights. The union says the one-day strike will affect airports at Lufthansa's two main hubs, Frankfurt and Munich, as well as Berlin, Düsseldorf and Hamburg, among other airports. It comes as the union is seeking pay rises of 12.5% or more than $500 per month in negotiations for about 25,000 employees in roles such as check-in, aircraft handling, and maintenance. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Wholesale prices in the U.S. are accelerated in January, latest sign that some inflation pressures in the economy remain elevated. The producer price index rose 0.3% from December to January. News and analysis, townhall.com. A time to remember and reflect in Southern California.
Thousands who were incarcerated on U.S. soil during World War II are now being commemorated at the Japanese American National Museum in L.A. A book called The Erie Icho lists the names of more than 125,000 people detained in the camps nationwide. It will be on display at the museum until December 1st. The project was conceived by a team of researchers at the University of Southern California and took more than 3 years to complete. Jason Walker reporting.
China's foreign minister says trying to shut China out of trade in the name of avoiding dependency would be a historic mistake. Host Germany wants to avoid over-reliance on trade with an increasingly assertive China and diversify its supply of key goods in an approach that it calls de-risking. More at townhall.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Join Toka's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Toka's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Right now, I want to acknowledge what happened in Kansas City on Wednesday at the Chiefs parade. And I think as most people know, by now the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in dramatic fashion. The entire city was just completely elated. And the victory parade was Wednesday. And I'll tell you what, the weather was literally perfect. Sunny, about 55 degrees at parade time. And after it was all over with and the crowd was breaking up, everyone was so happy. The crowd was breaking up and moving out, and then the unthinkable happened. Gunshots rang out, and suddenly a day of excitement, joy, pride, and celebration was instantly destroyed by the act of a few people with no regard for the rule of law or the value of human life. In seconds, it went from a joyful celebration of 1 million people to a crime scene with police tape everywhere. And let me say this. This does not represent my city. This is not who we are. But as usual, the actions of just a very few people stained an entire community. The outpouring of love and support has just been overwhelming. Thank you so much for your thoughts and your prayers. Please continue to pray for those affected by this horrible and senseless tragedy. And that's all we're going to talk about it. Okay, so let's move on. Now I'd like to introduce to you my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me back in here today. And as always, want to provide great value for your listeners and be of service in any way that I can.
If you'd like to learn more about the services from Home Downsizing Solutions, reach out at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we had lunch earlier this week, and we were talking about all of the things, all the services that are related to what you do. So obviously you are a real estate expert. You've been helping people for, 25, 30 years. You buy the house as is. People can have the convenience of walking away. They get a fair price for their house without having to deal with all of the updates and repairs and all of those sort of things. But there's a lot more to it than that. And you can serve as an expert in that part of it, but you can also connect them with other proven and vetted resources.
That's correct, Steve. One thing that I've attempted to do for years, actually going back to 2008 when I created Home Downsizing Solutions, the entity, before I was, of course, buying houses, but I hadn't thought about the other related services that a person needs or wants to make that transition to a smaller house or apartment community easier. And so when I was working with people after 2008, they started mentioning these other types of services, like organizing their stuff, dealing with their stuff that they didn't care or want anymore, a good moving company to help them get from point A to point B, finding a senior community such as what you do in senior placement services, mm-hmm. as well as the real estate services, real estate side of the equation. And so that's really when I started working with finding these other services to connect people to, providing kind of a concierge type service so that if a homeowner that was transitioning or their family especially wanted to get a parent or loved one into a senior community but really didn't know where to turn, we would do everything that we could to connect them with the right people and good people to help make that less stressful for them. So that's what I've always tried to do, have always tried to increase the value that we provide to people and be the best service that we can for people in those circumstances.
Well, and I'll tell you what, you talk about providing value and creating a value. There's a lot more to it than just moving. Or, yeah, I mean, I need to sell my house. You know, how do I go about that? But that's the tip of the iceberg because you just mentioned so many things. I remember I referred a lady to you. She had listened to us on the radio, but she sounded very clearly overwhelmed with what am I going to do with. She literally said, "What am I going to do with all my stuff?" And I know you had talked to her, and then she just, I think she became kind of paralyzed with fear, kind of overwhelmed, and she didn't do anything, and she was in real trouble. She needed to move and downsize and move to senior living. As far as I know, I think she's still living in her house, and she's probably in kind of a difficult situation at this point. But she shut down because of feeling overwhelmed by all of the related services that would be required and all the related pieces and all the moving parts that go along with moving from your home to senior care community.
Correct. I think that happens a lot. I know that a lot of people tell me when I first meet with them, one of the reasons they haven't moved or made the transition is because I always hear I have all kinds of stuff and I have no idea what to do at this point.
Yep.
And they don't even know how to start or take that first step. And so we can certainly, you know, help with that, with organizing their things. Even the transition or even that initial stage of finding a place, knowing what's going to fit in their new place, even if they found a place to get to, mm-hmm. they have no idea as far as creating a floor plan of what's going to fit in their new place. And then, of course, going through what might be decades worth of their stuff of finding the things that they want to keep, that they definitely want to keep, the things that they don't care about, and the things that they would like someone such as a family member or charity to have. And so those are all steps that need to be addressed and steps that we do our best to help people with.
That's right. And again, I know you do a great job. I know you've helped some people that I know and some folks that I had referred. You worked with a family member of our good friend, Patty Garrett, and they all just had these glowing reports of what a great job you did for them. And if you think about it, it's kind of hard to relate to, but because I've lived in our house for about 17 years, but if we live there for another 20 or 30 years, even if the kids are all moved out, we're going to have a whole house full of stuff. And that's it's not a mansion. It's a decent sized home. And if you move into, say, you know, one of the independent living apartments that I've recently toured with some of my clients, they're like 900 square feet, maybe 1,000 square feet.
That's a large.
That's a big space. Mm-hmm. I've also toured recently with some clients in an assisted living community in that apartment, 300, 400, 500 square feet. So take this big house with 40 years of stuff in it and move to a 500 square foot assisted living apartment. How do you do that?
That's a big challenge that a lot of people have, is where to even start with that. Maybe some of their furniture that they would love to take won't even fit.
Yeah, it's too big,
and
it's too much.
Too big of furniture. So those are all things that have to be addressed and have to find a solution for.
And so, like you said, you can figure out, okay, this is what we have. This is where we're moving. Here's the floor plan. These things will fit. The rest of it will not. So then you have a decision of, do I sell it? Some things are sentimental. You want to keep it in the family. The things that I want to sell, do they really have value? Or would I be better off maybe even donating them?
And then that's even a challenge, too, of if a person wants to donate items, charities are very picky these days as far as what they will take, what they won't take, especially if you expect them to come and pick them up. You want to do a good thing with the things that you have that you can't keep. But it's almost a challenge, and sometimes very difficult to get those items to a charity so that some people can enjoy those things again.
And that's kind of amazing, because I know they don't want junk, but a charity that needs help, that needs stuff, but they're being overly picky, I think sometimes, and I kind of get that, but it seems like sometimes that goes a little bit overboard. I know my wife and some of the other nurses got together and did a lot of this, and they had to move it all themselves, and they were just about shot. I don't know if they'll ever do that again. So that was a lot of work. But so if this is catching your attention, this is resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute, this sounds like something I need to look into, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Home Downsizing Solutions will connect you to other related or complementary services to make your transition to senior living a smooth one at no extra charge. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. More of a statement, actually. Home downsizing solutions will connect you to other related and complementary services to make your transition to senior living a smooth one at no extra charge. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, I guess I just gave it away. So you are a resource to connect them to all of these related and complementary service, and that's part of that value add that you have, that you really, really strive to provide. You're not only helping them with the real estate part of this equation, but you're helping connect them to other trusted, quality, vetted providers.
That's correct, Steve. There's a lot of quote-unquote home buyers out there, or especially people that call themselves home buyers. And so for years, I've tried to differentiate home downsizing solutions from those other home buyers by providing a lot of other value, by connecting those services with people that need those. All the things that we do, if a person wants to leave a bunch of stuff in the house and not have to worry about that, of course, we take care of that. So anything that we can do to make that transition easier, that's what we want to do to add value and to provide a better service to individuals.
Absolutely. And Ben is he's a veteran. This is a veteran-owned local service, local company, does a fantastic job, and he's truly going to do whatever the best is for you in your situation. And Ben, sometimes I know that you'll show them the options. You know, you can fix up your house and do all these repairs and updates and put it on the retail market, or you can sell it in an as-is condition for a fair price. But you'll sometimes, I mean, you'll maybe it's better for them to go the retail market, and you'll let them know that as well.
Correct. One of the first things, actually, I think people would be surprised. One of the first things I always ask a seller is, why don't you just list this house with an agent?
Yeah.
Because that's an obvious question, especially these days with the market. And so I want to make sure that I am providing the best services by addressing that immediately so that it's not some surprise later on. And if the better solution is for a person to work with a traditional agent, then I'm happy to introduce them to a local agent that can be of better service to them in that manner.
Okay, and so there you go. Ben, he just has a servant's heart. He wants to do the best for you. He has served our country. He is one of the finest people that you will meet. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. Or go online at homedownsizing.com. We're talking about taking a concierge type of an approach, a full-service approach, not only to buy your house for a fair price, we can also connect you to other related services regarding moving your stuff, organizing your stuff, selling your stuff, placement services to find your next home in a senior care community, and even more than that. So, Ben, also understand that, again, trying to deliver value to your clients and to people who might be interested in this type of a service, you've created a very educational home downsizing report.
Correct. That's a weekly newsletter that is emailed weekly, obviously, that really just started that within the last month or so. But, again, to provide value to individuals that are considering, whether they're considering downsizing or aging in place, staying in their house for as long as possible,
mm-hmm.
wanted to provide a way to deliver tips, tools, resources that anyone can utilize to be more educated when the person needs those services, or, again, just to provide value to people. And so we started the newsletter, and you can sign up free for the newsletter at homedownsizingreport.com, and sometimes we do give freebies away as well for people that are signing up. So check that out, and you'll very possibly find some free information there, or some free items there.
Very good, very good. And I know you also have a book. You've written a book called Home Downsizing Secrets, and do you still have that book available?
Yes, that's actually for free on the site as well.
Okay.
When a person signs up for the Home Downsizing Report, again, at homedownsizingreport.com, they will get a free copy of that book.
Okay. All right, very good. And then the other thing that I really wanted to touch on today, because I think this is unique, I think it's a really exciting opportunity, is to mention to our audience, and this is a national audience now, if you love serving seniors – like I do and like a lot of other people do, and you would like to be involved in the real estate part of that equation. When you're serving seniors, there are a lot of different parts there, a lot of different needs that need to be served and addressed. But if you're interested in being involved in the real estate part of that equation, go to homedownsizing.com to learn more about a franchise opportunity with Home Downsizing Solutions. Tell us about that.
As you mentioned, that's we're always looking for individuals that want to serve seniors, that do a great job of doing that, but have always maybe in the back of their mind had an interest in the real estate aspect of that, mm-hmm. Dependent, no matter whether it's an agent or a person that wants to be able to provide the same services that we do, which, of course, is buying the house, buying the real estate, to make that transition to senior living easier. We can certainly empower a person to kind of be in business, but not in business by themselves with the franchise model,
yep.
and allow them to provide those services in their local communities with our help.
And so are there any particular states or regions that you're particularly interested in?
Right now I'm focused on the Midwest in general,
okay.
but I'm certainly willing to talk to anyone that has an interest in this. And there are a few states that we're not going into at this time, but again, primarily we can go to most of the Midwest.
Yeah. Okay. And so here's what that looks like. So let's say you are a marketing person or an administrator, executive director, social services director. There are a lot of different roles, but someone in the business of serving seniors. But you also have an interest in the real estate market, and you have an interest in, you know, what if I kind of blend those two, my love for serving seniors, and blend that with handling real estate transactions. Well, this, I think, is just an ideal opportunity to blend both of those together, own your own business. Ben can teach you the ropes, plug in the systems, and you're really running your own business of home downsizing solutions in your own city. In the Midwest is kind of the initial focus.
That's what our attempt is right now. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for coming in today. Great information as always.
Thank you, Steve, for having me, and hopefully we can be of value and of service to your listeners.
Excellent, excellent. I know you will, and I know you are. All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Hello, this is Steve Teeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises.
We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
No matter what side of funding the war in Ukraine you fall on, enough is enough.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Congress is taking your tax dollars, but they don't want to offset it by cutting anything else. They'll just throw it onto the pile of trillions of more debt, cut it from somewhere else in the budget.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so I'm going to shift gears here a little bit and talk about a very little-known benefit. This kind of drives me crazy. There are, I don't know how many people, probably hundreds of thousands of people who would qualify for this benefit, and the vast majority, I would say 98% of them, have never heard of it. They don't know anything about it. It's certainly not advertised. It's just not known at all, for the most part. So every time I sit down with one of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, one of the things that we always talk about is how to pay for the high cost of senior care. One of my first questions is, are you a veteran? Or was your husband a veteran? Or did you serve during wartime? We talk about this, and we open up that conversation. And so, I worked here recently with a very nice lady on behalf of her husband, and he was sitting right there at the table. He was the one that's going to be needing care, and he was participating in the conversation, and he knows his wife is getting super tired, and he knows that he needs some professional-level care at this point, and he's okay with moving to a senior care community to get that care. Just a great guy, having some major health issues and requiring that care. And so I looked at him and said, sir, are you a veteran? And he goes, yes, sir. And I said, well, let's talk about that. When did you serve? So we had this really nice conversation. Great guy. And as it turns out, he served in Vietnam. And as it turns out, he served during a period of war. And as it turns out, he will qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. So I've just been running into all kinds of people who would qualify for this, and they've never heard about it. So every time that happens, I just feel like it's a little bit of a nudge, and I feel the nudge and the need to share the information with you, the listening audience, with Senior Care Live. So let's just go through this. It's a lot, but I'm just going to work right on through this. If you have questions, just reach out and let me know. I'll try to help any way I can. So the VA aid and attendance benefit is designed to provide financial assistance for veterans or the surviving spouse of a veteran for the high cost of senior care. You must require help with at least two activities of daily living. There's a service requirement and a financial criteria requirement. So let's jump into this. So the service and income requirement. So you must have served at least 90 consecutive days of active duty military, at least one of those days during a period of war. And I'm going to go over those date ranges here in just a minute. not dishonorably discharged. I think most folks are honorably discharged, but there are other, you know, medical discharge, there are some other types of discharges, just not dishonorably discharged, which is the vast majority of our veterans. So that's the service part of it. At least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one day during a period of war, and not dishonorably discharged. And then the income side of it, your income, your monthly income must be less than the cost of care. I'll give you a quick example right now. Your monthly income is $2,000 a month, and you're paying $5,000 a month for care. Well, your income is less than your cost of care. That would trigger the maximum benefit. And if you're paying for very much care at all, it's really, really, really easy to be paying more for care than your monthly income. You can have liquid assets. It doesn't include your house, the stuff in your house, or a vehicle. What does this sound similar to? It sounds similar to the Medicaid benefit, and actually this was based a lot on the Medicaid requirements. So liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, of less equal to or less than $155,356 or less, and that's the number for 2024. And that goes up a little bit every year. And then there's a three-year look back. Okay, and so that is that part of it. Now, you must require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. So they're going to be looking at, do you need help with bathing or taking a shower? Do you need help with getting dressed or undressed? Do you need help with your mobility or transferring? So do you need help, you know, walking a certain distance and someone to walk with you and kind of, you know, steady you or hold your arm or whatever that might look like? Or maybe, you know, pushing you in the wheelchair. Okay, help with your mobility. And then transferring means if you need help moving from point A to point B. So out of your bed to your wheelchair or out of your bed to your walker or in and out of the bathroom, in and out of the shower. That would be transfer assistance. That's what they're looking for. That's considered an ADL, activity of daily living. Do you need help eating? Do you need help toileting? So these are the issues. Bathing, dressing, mobility and transferring, eating, and toileting. If you need help with at least two of those activities of daily living and you're paying someone to help you with those activities of daily living, that's what they're looking for. Now, as far as the official dates for that period of war, remember, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one day during a period of war. Here they are. Most of my clients are from World War II and then the Korean conflict. Although, like I said, I just worked with the gentleman who served in Vietnam. So I'm working with more and more veterans that served in Vietnam. But like I said, you know, historically, the majority of them are from World War II and the Korean conflict. So World War II, December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way through December 31st, 1946. Then the Korean War, Korean conflict, June the 27th, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955. Now, the Vietnam War is August the 5th, 1964, through May the 7th, 1975. Now, in any of those date ranges or periods of war, you did not have to be in the theater of battle. You didn't have to handle or fire a rifle. You could have been stateside serving in a logistical or a support type of a role, just serving during a period of war. Now, there is one exception, and it's in the Vietnam War. If you had boots on the ground in Vietnam or you were stationed on a ship right outside of Vietnam, that period of war goes all the way back to February 28th, 1961. For all others that did not have boots on the ground, the Vietnam War official dates for that period of war, that starts at August the 5th, 64. Hopefully that makes sense. So going through some of this stuff on the radio sometimes doesn't translate very well. And then for an example of the impact of all of this and how beneficial it is, I'm going to have I did a video interview with a good friend of mine, Greg Hall, and he's going to post these things on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But just look up Senior Care Consulting and Senior Care Live on Facebook, and you'll probably see that. But in one of the examples, and it's a very, very common basic example, this veteran without the aid and attendance benefit, his money lasts just a little over 3 years at the assisted living level of care. With the benefit, his money in the same exact example, same cost of assisted living, et cetera, his money will last for 7.3 years. So it really is a startling and dramatic example of how long that will help you stretch out your nest egg and stay in that assisted living level or stay and pay for your home care, whatever the case may be, for much, much, much longer. It really is beneficial and helpful. I would reach out to the national headquarters of the VFW. They happen to be headquartered right downtown in Kansas City, 816-968-1153, and that will take you to a veteran service officer that can help you qualify, help you with the application. They're free of charge, 816-968-1153, for assistance with that VA aid and attendance benefit. And I'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
We love streaming TV shows and movies, but no one wants yet another subscription service. Enter Tubi, a completely free, ad-supported video streaming platform you can watch on phones, tablets, computers, smart TVs, and more. I caught up with Adam Lewinson, Chief Content Officer at Tubi.
Tubi is the number one free streaming service. We've got well over 200,000 movies and TV episodes. We've got a growing collection of over 200 Tubi originals and over 300 fast podcast channels. So the idea here is that viewers can go down any rabbit hole they want, whether they're looking for a niche horror film or a recent big blockbuster. Got live news, sports. It's really easy.
Head over to TubiTV.com to start streaming. That's TubiTV.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. So, this last weekend, it was before the Super Bowl. It was the day before the Chiefs won their third Super Bowl in four tries in 5 years. Did I mention I cannot be more excited about the Chiefs? And let me say this. Steve Kuiker is no bandwagon fan. I had season tickets back in the days where it was not so happy. So I paid my dues as a fan. I've been through the dark ages. And when Patrick Mahomes exploded onto the scene and started just throwing the ball over the field, and I mean, I was literally, I mean, my mouth just dropped open, and I kept looking over at my wife. She's also a Denver Broncos fan. And so I kept saying, honey, do you see that? She's like, yeah, that kid's really good. And I'm like, but you don't understand. These things don't happen to the Chiefs, right? So, Sean, you guys had John Elway, and he was a beast. I mean, obviously, yeah. He was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he's in the Hall of Fame. But the way Chiefs fans felt about John Elway is the same way we feel about Patrick Mahomes.
That's
Broncos
right.
Fans.
Yep.
We respect the heck out of the kid because he is super talented,
yep.
And just at 28, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But, man, I hate the guy.
Yeah, exactly. So we would get up or we would tie the game, and then Elway had the ball with 2 minutes, and I'm like, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
It was guaranteed.
Yeah.
And it's just like that game, San Francisco in overtime kicks the field goal, and I'm like, I swear to goodness, I knew we were going to go down and score. There was no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, Mahomes really put that team on his back. If
totally.
You look at the statistics, he was the leading rusher.
Mm-hmm.
He had over 300 yards passing. He definitely deserved the MVP.
Yeah, and he did. He did. He was just like, okay, he willed that team over the victory line. And it was just spectacular. And I respected Elway to this day, but I hated that guy. But, boy, that guy got it done, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Anyway, we're still giddy around here, if you can't tell. But I did. So I got so far off the track, but last Saturday, again, the day before the Super Bowl, I did a presentation for a financial advisory firm. They're a wealth management company and a fiduciary, and they do everything right, and all they're great people. And so they wanted me to do a presentation to their clients, all the clients who were interested, and a lot of folks joined in on Zoom, and it was really good. But you know, we had talked about the different levels of care and the types of care and the cost. So I think a lot of people were caught a little bit off guard with the cost. So I thought, why don't I just do a quick review of that today? If you're driving your car, you might want to pull over so you don't wreck, because the costs are really. I mean, they're high, and it just keeps getting higher and higher, as with everything. So if you move from your home to a place, okay, the first stop would be independent living. So that's really more of a lifestyle change where you're wanting to downsize and just simplify your life, have someone else do a little bit of the cooking for you, not have to worry about traditional home ownership issues like, you know, mowing and scooping snow and fixing, you know, home repairs, all of this stuff, right? So that's independent living, an apartment with meals and transportation. You're looking at just kind of right down the middle, depending on the size of your apartment and how nice the place is, probably about $3,500 a month to about $5,500 per month. And that's a pretty solid average. You might be able to find something a little less than that. You could definitely spend more than that, okay? But that should be kind of right down the middle for you. Then in that center lane, you have what is referred to as assisted living. And what that is, and I've talked about this many times on the program, it's a social model that can help you minimally or fully with those activities of daily living, such as bathing and dressing and grooming and using the restroom and getting dressed and taking the shower, and they distribute your medicine, they make all of your meals, provide all your snacks and hydration for you. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation out to see a specialist if needed. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. There is just a wealth of support right there. They can help with incontinence management to a point. So, I mean, there's a lot. Okay, it's not really medically based or focused, but that's a lot of help. That's generally referred to as assisted living. And basically, the two drivers of pricing would be the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment is less than a one-bedroom, is less than a two-bedroom, as you would expect. And then how much care do you need? So if you need just a little bit of help, you will, generally speaking, pay less than if you need a tremendous amount of help and support and use a lot of resources and a lot of staffing hours and that sort of thing. A solid average for assisted living would be $6,000 to $8,000 per month. That's a solid average for you. Now, you might be able to get something a little bit less. Again, you could definitely spend more than that, for sure. But that's just a solid average for you. And then, if you need long-term care, a lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. I would say that the industry kind of hates that term because it comes with a lot of negative baggage and a really negative stereotype. But I would also remind everyone that they're so much better today than they were back in the day that they earned that negative stereotype. It's not even comparable anymore. Some places do a better job than others, et cetera, et cetera. But that's that long-term care level of care. It is a medical model. They provide everything that assisted living does plus full medical care. They can provide wound care. They can care for someone who has a urinary catheter. They can provide diabetic management with insulin injections. They can provide pain management. They can help care for someone with a feeding tube. It goes on and on and on. So you have a couple of options, and I'll tell you what, space comes at a premium because the majority of the cost goes for the care, to pay for the care. So you can have a shared room, which means, yes, you do have a roommate. Now, your room in long-term care is really a bedroom type of a situation where you can take a nap there and sleep overnight, but it's really designed for you to be out and about and utilizing other parts of the building or the community throughout the day. That's kind of the design of it. So a shared room, solid average, $9,000 to $10,000 per month. And then a private room, again, really comes at a premium. I would say a solid.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. More wet winter storms coming ashore in Northern California.
They're calling it an atmospheric river. Forecasters warning the storm will gain strength through the day on Monday and into the next few days. They're predicting flooding from torrential rains, several feet of snow in high mountain elevations, including the Sierra Nevadas. Also, hail, strong winds, even possibly some brief tornadoes as the system moves southward. The National Weather Service warns of rainfall totals upwards of 5 inches in some areas, including the coast, with isolated rain totals of up to 10 inches possible in some of the mountain ranges. George Williams reporting.
A bipartisan delegation of U.S. senators made an official visit to Hungary's capital to call on the government to immediately approve Sweden's request to join NATO. Hungary is the only one of NATO's 31 members not to have ratified Sweden's bid. The lawmakers plan to submit a joint resolution to Congress condemning alleged democratic backsliding in Hungary and urging the government there to act on Sweden's NATO membership. For the first time in history, a former American president is facing a criminal trial.
We learned last week that jury selection for Donald Trump's New York hush money case will begin the last week of March. A judge in Manhattan refused to delay the trial as requested by Trump's legal team. The trial is expected to last several weeks and will force the former president to spend more time in a courtroom as he runs for the White House. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts stemming from payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Greg Clugston, The White House.
China is stepping up patrols in the waters off the coast of Taiwan's Kinmen Archipelago days after two of its fishermen drowned while being chased by the Taiwanese Coast Guard, which accused the boat of trespassing. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A New York law may have you considering cash over plastic.
Businesses in New York will now be required to clearly post how much extra their products will cost if customers pay with a credit card under a new state law that has taken effect. The law means stores can no longer post a sign on a door or at a register stating that credit card purchases will be subject to surcharges. Governor Kathy Hochul said in a statement the law will ensure individuals can trust that their purchases will not result in surprise surcharges. John Scott reporting.
Carmaker Stellantis reported a 13% decrease in net profits in the second half of 2023, partly due to strikes in North America that idled plants at all three Detroit automakers for 6 weeks last fall, leading to a deal that increased pay across the industry and forced automakers to absorb higher vehicle costs as it shifts away from gasoline-fueled vehicles. More at townhall.com. Federal action investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders.
The investigators are pointing to limits of the device on the jetliner that suffered a door panel blowout last month over Oregon. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Federal Aviation Administration should require all current planes to have recorders that can capture 25 hours of audio. That would be up from the current standard of 2 hours.
Jeremy House reports the FAA has proposed the 25-hour standard, but only for new planes. Airlines typically keep planes for many years, so much of the existing fleet would not be covered. Nearly $1 billion in grant money headed to airports across the country as part of efforts to refurbish and expand aging infrastructure. According to the FAA, $50 million earmarked for Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood Airport, O'Hare International would get $40 million. More at srnandtownhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of our program that we broadcast to radio stations across the country. Lots of people also listening on live stream. The program also becomes a podcast. We drop it on Mondays so that those of you who weren't able to listen to the program live can hear it in its entirety. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we invite your phone calls. We would love for you to participate with questions or comments, maybe on something that's happening in the health field or perhaps a health experience that you've had using natural medicine or using high-tech medicine. That's what intelligent medicine's about. It's the deployment of both types and all of the above approach, utilizing the best that medicine has to offer to prevent disease and to optimize our health. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got lots to talk about today. We've also got some recorded calls, because if you call 877-726-8255 when we're not on the air, well, you can record questions. We'll take some of those later in the program. Among the things we're going to talk about, cinnamon for lowering your blood sugar. We're going to talk about some exciting new drug developments. Also, Florida Governor DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. What do you all think of that? 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, we're going to start with a focus on a nutrient that is on my radar screen, but is not that well known. It is PEA, brand name Levagen, and in the past, many years ago, when we talked about the benefits of chocolate, There was a story going around about how chocolate was the ideal Valentine's Day gift. That is a little bit in our rearview mirror, having celebrated that this week. But it was the ideal gift because it contained a compound called PEA, which is a compound associated with something called limerence. Limerence is a fancy, infrequently used word, which refers to the state of delirium that is associated with being in love. And PEA, which is phenylethanolamine, was the thing that was thought to be the ingredient in chocolate that made chocolate so addictive and made people feel like they were in love, and thus making it the ideal Valentine's Day gift for your intended. Well, this is a different PEA, so we're playing alphabet word games here. PEA in this case stands for palmitoethanolamide, and I will henceforth dispense with that long name and just keep calling it PEA. PEA is an endocannabinoid-like lipid mediator, so it is a type of fat-soluble nutrient, and it's actually an ingredient in a product that I frequently use. It's called Relief by CV Sciences. It's combined with CBD in a formula that they have that's designed to aid recovery from athletic exertion, which is something that I really try to support because I work out frequently, but also something that may help people with painful conditions. And so in a moment, I'm going to share with you some of the research on this. It seems to work on multiple fronts. In this article, it's a review article that I have here, it says it has a, which is like a 91-page article, which has sections on immunity, brain health, allergy, pain modulation in conditions like menstrual pain, but also in other painful conditions like fibromyalgia, for joint health, it aids sleep and recovery. What they say is one of the problems with PEA is that it is not that bioavailable, but new techniques have made it more bioavailable because it's delivered in a liposomal form, and thus you get more absorption. So here's a review of PEA in the treatment of chronic pain. And what they did is they did a Medline search. They found 253 articles. Ultimately, 11 were included in the analysis. And what they found is that there were distinct benefits of PEA for reducing pain and also just simply quality of life and functional status. People felt better, reported better outlook and mood, and were able to perform tasks better when taking PEA. I've also looked at some of the blogs and some of the sites where people talk about their experience with fibromyalgia. And one of the things that some people are trying are high doses of PEA, but it takes relatively high doses to achieve that, which could get a little pricey. So people are talking about 3 to 6 grams or 3 to 6,000 milligrams per day as the sweet spot for addressing the pain of fibromyalgia. Also, this is an interesting article. Study suggests Levigin holds cognitive health benefits. And what they did here is they looked not at old broken down individuals who definitely need cognitive support. They looked at young individuals. They actually recruited gamers. Okay, they were students. The study used a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover trial to determine the effects of 6 weeks of 700 milligrams per day of Levigin. They conducted the trial in university students, male and female students. They did pre- and post-cognitive tests. And they also measured something called BDNF, which is kind of Miracle-Gro for your brain. BDNF brain-derived neurotrophic factor is kind of like the fertilizer that helps you form associations within your brain, helps grow your neurons and improve the synaptic connections in your brain. Exercise is one of the best ways to induce BDNF, but it turns out that in this group, blood levels of BDNF were significantly increased in the PEA users versus placebo. They did some cognition tests, and they found that there was an improvement with the PEA supplementation, while there was no change reported in the placebo group. So this suggests that this is a nutrient that you may want to put on your radar screen, as I have, and I take it. PEA, brand name Levigin, although perhaps there are other brands, but the one that is formulated for better absorption is the Levigin brand, and with multiple benefits that include enhanced performance, reduced stress, reduced pain, better recovery from athletic exertion, and even immune support. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
No matter what side of funding the war in Ukraine you fall on, enough is enough.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Congress is taking your tax dollars, but they don't want to offset it by cutting anything else. They'll just throw it onto the pile of trillions of more debt. Cut it from somewhere else in the budget.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Enough about me. We want to hear what you think and what some of your concerns are. So call us at 877-726-8255. Or if you can't call this hour, you can call anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard that if you put a banana in smoothies, it decreases the polyphenols in whatever else you have there. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, that's really interesting, and I really thank you for bringing that up, because that is a common practice. Is, you know, people make a protein shake, and then, I don't know, they throw in some berries, and then maybe a little banana, and maybe they want to put in, you know, their favorite additional ingredient, like a little bit of colostrum, as I sometimes add to my shakes, or creatine to power up their muscle performance. And so the concern is, does banana interfere with the uptake of polyphenols? Now, what are polyphenols? Well, polyphenols are all these beneficial compounds, rainbow-colored compounds that you get from plants, and they include things like the things that you get from berries, the proanthocyanidins, the flavanols that you get from cocoa, and sometimes I put cocoa in my shake. And so the concern is, could bananas have an interfering effect? And it turns out that this astute listener is pointing us in the direction of a recent study in a journal called Food and Function. Scientists use smoothies to test whether the inclusion of banana could interfere with the absorption of flavanols. And it turns out that it did. You see, bananas contain something called polyphenol oxidase. It's an enzyme that's found in many fruits and vegetables that's responsible for the browning when these are cut or bruised. And so you know what happens when you bang a banana, it turns brown, right? And ultimately, if it sits around, it browns, ripens. And so this enzyme, polyphenol oxidase, breaks down polyphenols pretty effectively. Here's what they found. Adding banana to a berry smoothie reduced the flavanol intake by the consumer by 84% compared to a control group
who simply took a flavanol capsule. So, yeah, that it turns out that is a concern. Obviously, flavanols are the things we want. You can find them in apples, pears. Of course, quercetin is a flavanol, is a polyphenol. So these are all, you know, these things that we put into smoothies, like blueberries and blackberries and cocoa. I guess that's something that we should try to avoid. And, you know, bananas, after all, they're kind of just a calorie bomb. You know, it's a lot of starch, greater amount of sugar, and so forego the bananas. Now, I had a thought is that avocados also have a tendency to brown, right? And I like to throw a half an avocado into my smoothie. And then I thought to myself, like, maybe I am interfering with the polyphenol content of my smoothie. One of the ingredients, if I'm not adding cocoa to my smoothie, I might add some matcha, some green tea. You know, makes it taste like green tea ice cream. And matcha is beneficial because it's got a lot of flavanols in it, these compounds that are present in green tea, catechins and so on. So I looked up polyphenol oxidase content of avocados, and it turns out that avocados are pretty high, too, in polyphenol oxidase. They tend to brown easily when they're bruised or when you open them up, right? So maybe I've got to rethink that. But it's just so yummy when I put an avocado in there, and I thought I was doing myself a lot of good. So great call. That's an astute question. 877-726-8255, our number. Can a daily dose of cinnamon help lower blood sugar? A lot of supplements that are designed to lower blood sugar, they've got a little bit of cinnamon in them. But usually, if you take in a, you know, a pill or two a day, pills are limited to maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams. And so, you know, maybe you'll get a couple of hundred milligrams of cinnamon in each anti or blood sugar pill that you're taking. Then there's, you know, a variety of ingredients. It could be, you know, any number of things that seem to help with blood sugar, chromium and so on, berberine, etc. It turns out that a daily dose of cinnamon can help lower blood sugar, but you got to take a fair amount. And the amount that seems to make a difference is about a teaspoonful, 4 grams per day. So what they found is that in this study, the conclusion is that this adds to the evidence for the potential anti-diabetic effects, because this new study has found that a 4-week course of cinnamon supplementation at about the level of 4 grams per day could reduce blood sugar levels. And the caveat is in people who needed their blood sugar levels reduced. So if you've got normal blood sugar, you know, it's not going to make much of a difference. But in people with obesity or overweight or prediabetes or metabolic syndrome, it did indeed make a difference. This headline from Florida, DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. Fake meat is lab-grown meat. And what they're saying here is that he wants to get rid of this in the food supply. People complain that, oh, this is like anti-capitalism because the Chinese can steal the march on us because they're investing a lot in the technology to develop lab-grown meat. I say, hooray for Governor DeSantis. Like him or not, he's on the right side of this argument when it comes to ultra-processed fake food. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Kaufman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And a reminder that when we're talking about supplements here, sometimes we talk about things that are obscure, hard to get. If you go on Amazon, you can find them, but it's kind of the Wild West there. One of my colleagues yesterday, I was at a health and nutrition conference, integrative medicine here in New York, and he told me that they did a survey of some of the products that were offered there, and about half of the products were literally counterfeits. They had labels that looked, identical to real labels, but the contents were nil. They tested for zero amounts of the stated ingredients. So you got to be careful. It's the Wild West out there. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my reliable, full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out for great products and real reliability. Safety, purity, and potency. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. That number available for live calls as well as a place where you can record questions. We've got a couple of live calls, so let's talk to Sue from New Jersey. Thanks for your patience, Sue. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. It's an honor to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I had chronic insomnia for years, and for the last couple of years, I was taking a drug called Remeron.
Oh, yeah. Powerful drug. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I slept wonderfully, but I had some issues and they took me off it and now I'm lost.
Yeah.
I don't know what to take. I'm not sure what to take.
Well, let's go through this. And first of all, I want to point out that we tend to think of a pill for the ill. So when it comes to sleep, we have sleeping pills, and then people say, I want to take something natural. Which pill shall I take? And I'll go through some of those options. But when we address sleep, we really want to take a comprehensive approach to sleep. We want to look at your lifestyle. We want to look at your diet. We want to make sure that you're not having ups and downs of blood sugar. We want to measure your cortisol because that's a stress hormone that typically peaks in the morning. But in people with insomnia, they're out of phase. Their circadian rhythm is messed up, and it peaks later in the day and when they try to sleep, and it interferes with sleep. Mm. And so, there's a lot of factors involved. If you could just pot her down, I'm going to give her an answer, okay? So the other thing that you got to look at is, just all the lifestyle factors. So I would recommend, and maybe you've already gone through this process, because anyone who has insomnia should not simply go to someone and get a pill. They should get a comprehensive workup at a sleep center. You can, if you want to access this on your own, DIY, you can look up CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. And this is something where there's some online opportunities there where you can kind of go through a checklist of habits. Not having a TV in your bedroom, for example, not having devices in your bedroom, for example, making sure that your bedroom is a dark, cool sanctum at night, making sure that you get sunlight in your eyes when you wake up in the morning, absence of light at night, lots of light in the morning. That creates a circadian rhythm and normalizes it. Exercise is very important for sleep as well. And avoidance, obviously, of caffeinated beverages. So these are some of the things that you want to go through. Check it out. But still, some people require more. So among the things that are helpful, and there's kind of a smorgasbord of things, different strokes for different folks. Among the things that are helpful, obviously, there's melatonin. Some people respond to melatonin. Other people don't get a benefit from melatonin. Time-release melatonin is a little better than just regular melatonin because it helps sustain sleep through the night. You can also team that with relaxing things like GABA or theanine. That can be helpful at bedtime. You can also take things like CBD. I personally take a product called CV Sleep from CV Sciences, one of our sponsors, plus CBDoil.com is their website. And you can, and as I mentioned earlier, PEA often can help to support sleep. It's an endocannabinoid-like substance. Sometimes teaming that with your CBD can also help produce sleep. One of the things that I like, and it's been a little bit hard to get lately, is kava, and that's because In Europe, there were some cases of kava causing liver toxicity, but I think they've worked the problem out. There was some impurity in certain kava formulations, and now that they've identified it, they've purified kava so that it's safe. Kava produces a really kind of a mellow, relaxed feeling, and I've taken it at or near bedtime, and it really has a kind of a calmative effect. Another thing that you can take is glycine. In powder form, you can take, you know, a teaspoon of glycine dissolved in water. That can be helpful. You know, you also have to address medical problems. Are you having urinary problems that wake you up at night and create problems? Are you having bodily aches and pains that make it hard to sleep? Are you having sleep apnea? Is, you know, overweight associated with some problems in your metabolism? Ups and downs of blood sugar, for sure, can cause sleep problems. They tend to wake people up, you know, and then they head for the refrigerator or they look for a snack because their blood sugar is plummeting and causes the body to set off a kind of an alarm that wakes people from deep sleep. So, there, you know, I think what we need to do is rather than take, you know, like, okay, they took me off Remerin, which of the available supplements should I take? Yeah, the supplements are helpful, but I would take a comprehensive approach to addressing sleep problems. And there are many, 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 it's such a ubiquitous problem that there are many sleep centers across the country where you can get a multidisciplinary approach. Yes, you can get a medication from a psychiatrist or a neurologist. Neurologists are also sleep specialists. They do sleep studies. But the multidisciplinary approach means that you may work with, you know, a sleep coach or a therapist to address some of the obstacles you have to sleeping, and just also making the lifestyle changes that can improve sleep. Okay? So there you have it. That's a long-winded answer to your question and a little more than maybe you expect. Magnesium. Must mention magnesium. Magnesium at bedtime can be relaxing. These are among the things that can make a difference. Okay. Good point to remind you. You want to make sure that your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. Yeah, you know, we're talking about shots and vaccines and, you know, kinds of medication just in case. But really, it's about our resilience, our immune resilience. So it's time to empower your immune system. Empower, that's I-M-M-P-O-W-E-R, empower, supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%. And the studies are for real. It has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. That's 800-422-5518. And as a special deal for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. All right, 877-726-8255. We've got another caller on the line. Is she still there? Or he? Is he still there? Okay, hello. Hi there.
Yes. Even though I was taking it, I had all symptoms of what appeared to be a sinus headache, even though I was taking all the immune supplements you recommend and sprays, the doctor thought, even though it's viral, it could be a bacteria infection as well. So she prescribed Augmentum. And I'd want to know, is it best to take probiotics to offset the negative side effects of the antibiotic during, or should one wait before, after the antibiotic regimen is finished?
So I have a question for you. What's your name, sir?
George.
George. Okay, George. How did you feel when you took the Augmentin?
Well, no, I just started it the few days.
Because I'll tell you, I think in the last 30 years, the only antibiotic that I ever took was Augmentin. which I prescribed for myself once before. It was like a holiday, Thanksgiving or something, or Passover or something like that. And I was going up to stay in Connecticut and visit some people. And I just didn't want to be, you know, suffering from really bad nasal congestion after a cold. And I thought I'd develop sinusitis. So I was having facial pain. And so I prescribed it for myself. And I got to tell you, I took it for about 2 or 3 doses because it wreaked havoc on my digestive tract. And I just said, you know, I'd rather have the sinus pain and just let it resolve on its own, which it did, without taking the antibiotic. So I'm curious, and different strokes for different folks. Some people don't have that reaction to Augmentin. I'm very sensitive to it. It's yes. The answer is yes, take a probiotic. If you take the probiotic a little bit away from the antibiotic, it's more likely to maintain the beneficial bacteria within your intestinal tract. You don't want to kill off everything. I mean, you know, when you take antibiotics during an infection, it's like nuclear winter for your microbiome. It's actually going to destroy not just the harmful bacteria in your nasal passages, but it's going to destroy your beneficial bacteria in your intestinal tract. And you can partially offset that by taking probiotics, like a broad-spectrum probiotic, like Dr. Ahira's probiotic. But only to some extent, because it's going to still do some damage, and you can't completely offset the adverse effects. The other thing I suggest is that people take something called Saccharomyces. And the advantage of Saccharomyces is it's a fungal species. And what it does is it inhibits, it's actually from the yeast family, but it actually inhibits the harmful kind of yeast, the yeast that gives women yeast infections and the yeast that gives people gastrointestinal problems, Candida albicans and other Candida species. So you can take that anytime you want, because even if you take it when you take your Augmentin, it won't be destroyed because it's not a bacteria, it's a fungus. That I would recommend. And, you know, you can partially offset the damage. So good question, practical question, because a lot of people, sometimes they have to pull the trigger and take an antibiotic, and that's some of the things that you can do. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for your calls and continue to call in. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in 2 strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to DearHoffman.com/Thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's DearHoffman.com/Thorn.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The pharmaceutical industry keeps churning out new drugs, and we'll talk about some of the candidate drugs in a moment, but Senator Bernie Sanders was on the Hill grilling pharmaceutical executives about the high cost of drugs in the U.S. vis-a-vis other countries, where they can cost a fraction of what they sell for in the United States. And so, on the one hand, it is a huge money-making machine. On the other hand, they are indeed coming up with some innovative solutions for problems, maybe problems that could better be addressed via lifestyle. But, you know, let's take a look at what's happening on the weight loss drug front. And this is actually from the financial pages. Reuters reports that U.S.-based Eli Lilly, makers of Mounjaro and the newly christened Zepbound, it's actually the same drug, but it's got a different name, and Denmark's Novo Nordisk, makers of Ozempic and Wegovy and Rybelsus, these are blockbuster drugs. In fact, the economy of Denmark is just soaring. You know, the average income of people in Denmark
the gross national product is dramatically improved simply as a result of Novo Nordisk's success in developing and marketing these drugs. So the article says these companies, Lilly and Novo Nordisk, have struck gold with their weight loss drugs, sending their shares to stratospheric levels and putting them on par with some high-growth tech stocks. So, for example, those of you who play the market know that there is something called a PE, a price-to-earnings ratio, which means the amount that the earnings, the amount that the price of the stock exceeds the earnings. So stocks that are kind of speculative, that are real growth stocks, they have so much more potential than they actually earn that they have a high PE ratio. Lilly shares trade at 56 times the earnings estimates, whereas the average S&P healthcare sector stocks have a PE multiple of 19. So 56 versus 19. When it comes to Novo, their PE ratio 36. So there's a lot of people who believe that they've got the sky's the limit for those companies. Eli Lilly overtook Tesla's market value last month to make the ninth largest U.S. listed company. And Novo briefly knocked off French luxury retail giant LVMH. You know, all the luxury brands are now consolidated under LVMH. You know, it's like the way that General Motors was. You know, there's a lot of different car brands, but they were all GM, you know, Pontiac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Chevrolet, you know, all those grouped under the rubric of GM. Lilly's revenue is expected to jump 76% over the next 3 years. So, Novo's income expected to rise 68%. So here's an innovation. A lot of people have life-threatening peanut allergies, and one of the ways to deal with that is with desensitization. They're coming up with ways to desensitize people with patches and sublinguals, but it's an arduous process. Headline, first drug okayed for reducing allergic reactions from multiple foods. The drug is, it's an old drug. It's been around for a while. It's called Xolair. It's a monoclonal antibody. Xolair, via injection, is the first medication that appears to help reduce allergic reactions to multiple foods after accidental exposure. Now, we're talking about anaphylactic reactions. We're not thinking like, you know, like, I don't like garlic. It gives me an upset stomach. But these people have life-threatening reactions that are IgE-mediated. Xolair knocks out the IgE. And it turns out that after getting the injections, 68% of the patients who received Xolair were able to eat a single dose of peanut protein about a half year of treatment without allergic symptoms. So, yeah, hope for people who suffer from life-threatening allergies. Also, this one, are you tired of taking your blood pressure medication? You know, it's kind of like tedious. You got to take your medication every day or maybe a couple times a day, and there's the cost associated with that. And sometimes you forget your medication. You run out of your medication. So new solution from Big Pharma, a drug that can be taken once a month to reduce blood pressure. It's given as a subcutaneous injection every 6 months or alternatively every 3 months. They're trying it out. It's called RNA interference with a drug. It hasn't gotten it's got just a generic name. It doesn't yet have a brand name. It's a tongue twister, zilebesiran, for mild to moderate hypertension. So in the future, you may be able to take a shot. It says that single subcutaneous doses of zilebesiran significantly lowered blood pressure for up to 6 months. The drug targets one of the enzymes that's associated with the kidney retaining sodium it's called angiotensinogen, and so it blocks the this pathway and your blood pressure goes down.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and...
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A shooting near Minneapolis over the weekend kills three emergency responders.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday turned deadly for two Burnsville police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. The Minneapolis Police and Peace Officers Association saying negotiations with a suspect who eventually died went on for 4 hours before a SWAT team entered the home where seven children were inside. Governor Tim Walz saying, "My heart is with their families, and the entire state of Minnesota stands with Burnsville." I'm Julie Walker.
Russian forces are celebrating the fall of a city in eastern Ukraine.
Russia says its forces are in complete control of the eastern Ukrainian city of Avdiivka following intense fighting there for months. The announcement comes after Ukraine had to pull troops from Avdiivka as soldiers defending the city got outnumbered. Russian defense officials say forces are working to clear final pockets of resistance at the Avdiivka coke and chemical plant. Social media videos appear to show soldiers raising the Russian flag over one of the plant's buildings. According to state news agency TASS, President Putin's congratulated troops in the city. The overtaking of Avdiivka comes as Ukraine is back on the defensive against Russia, hindered by low ammunition supplies. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Russian opposition lost its brightest star when politician Alexei Navalny died Friday in an Arctic penal colony. He joined a long list of Kremlin political critics, turncoat spies, and investigative journalists who've been killed in a variety of ways. Most of Russia's opposition is dead, scattered abroad, or in exile, or in prison at home. There isn't even an anti-war candidate on the ballot to give Vladimir Putin a token challenge in next month's election for a sixth term. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of
low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel-better or your money-back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
From the music world, one of rock and roll's most famous instruments is back in the hands of its owner.
It's the 1961 Hofner bass, played by then-Beatle Paul McCartney. He had bought it during the group's early club days in Germany and was heard on many of the songs that brought Beatlemania to the world. It was stolen in 1972 in London and went missing, not knowing that it had been sold to a local pub owner. The search began 5 years ago, leading to its recovery and return by the daughter-in-law of that now deceased landlord. It was authenticated last week and received McCartney's expression of gratitude for the successful find. As for its value, it may not buy you love, but Paul paid less than $40 for the iconic brown violin-shaped bass back then. Its estimated worth today is more than $12.5 million. George Williams reporting.
And check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After World War II, a team of U.S. Army experts set out to find and return millions of works of art stolen by the Nazis.
They were known as the Monuments Men, but they also included women. In recent years, the female members have been coming into the spotlight. Foundation honoring the group has updated its name to recognize their contributions and highlighting their work in a new exhibit at a national museum in New Orleans. The foundation is set to publish a memoir for the first time in English in which one of the women describes spying on the Nazis. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands who were incarcerated on U.S. soil during World War II were being commemorated at the Japanese American National Museum in Los Angeles. A book called The Iricho lists the names of the more than 125,000 people who were detained in camps nationwide. It will be on display at the museum until December 1st. More at townhall.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood, to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
No matter what side of funding the war in Ukraine you fall on, enough is enough.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Congress is taking your tax dollars, but they don't want to offset it by cutting anything else. They'll just throw it onto the pile of trillions of more debt. Cut it from somewhere else in the budget.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up, future TV sitcom star Alan Young does the radio thing with a Valentine's Day broadcast from his variety show. And then after that, we'll visit with The Couple Next Door, a very well-done quarter-hour program created, written by, and starring Peg Lynch. Today, most folks remember Young for the role of Wilbur Post on the 1960s talking horse television comedy, Mr. Ed, and his decades of cartoon work as the voice of Disney's Scrooge McDuck, among others. Well, his first fame came on radio. He'll be joining this one by child voice specialist Walter Tetley, with Jim Backus, Hans Conried, Viola Vaughn, Charlie Cantor, and Ruth Parrott. It's from February 14th, 1947.
Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night. And once again, we take it to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Just let me look at you. That beautiful, smooth skin. Oh, that lovely shape.
I don't know what I'd do without you. I love to hold you and squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you. Well, got all the juice out of that orange. Gee, look what time it is, and Jonathan isn't even up yet. That ham actor sleeps all day. I'll go in right now and wake him up. Look at him sleeping there, probably dreaming about Shakespeare.
Oh, Juliet, Juliet, how fair thou look'st in thy balcony.
Balcony.
Would'st that I were up there with you instead of waiting here below. There you are up there whilst I must wait down here.
I'll tickle the bottom of his feet. Juliet, what long arms you have. Come on, Jonathan. Jonathan, wake up here.
Oh, Helen, my lad, go away, go away. I had a miserable night. Huh? Those nasty breaths in the neighborhood wakened me at 5 this morning.
Jonathan, you're always complaining about those kids.
Well, I've right to complain, Helen. Last night, as I walked up the street, they removed the manhole cover. Huh? And in a flash, Jonathan Mildew joined the vanishing American.
Jonathan, they don't mean any harm.
Oh, those insufferable brats. There's always one of them outside my window when I rehearse my Shakespearean speeches.
Why should that upset you?
Upset me? I'll show you what happens, my lad. I'll raise the window.
Yeah.
Now listen. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. A rose of...
Shut up, you stinkweed!
I did it again, my lad.
Oh, he's just having some fun, Jonathan. Fun. Come on, nice. Breakfast is ready. Let's go and eat, huh?
Nasty little monster.
Forget it, Jonathan. Here, I just brought the milk in. Have a glass of milk.
All right, Alan, my lad.
It's full of soap.
Full of soap.
Don't be silly. How can milk have soap in it?
Well, I'm telling you, there is.
How can milk have soap in it?
Maybe the cow that gave it listened to the Lux Radio Theater. Those nasty brats again. They slipped some soap into our milk.
Oh, forget it. All kids play tricks. I remember when I was a kid back at my father's farm, I once fed a bottle of beer to a chicken.
You fed a bottle of beer to a chicken?
Yeah. Next day, she didn't lay egg the regular way. She just stood there and hiccuped them out.
Well... It's easy for you to take it so lightly, lad. Nothing's happened to you.
It wouldn't make any difference if it did. Let them play their little tricks. Oh, it's the mailman. I'll see if he left anything in our box, huh?
Good morning, Mr. Young.
Oh, little Herman Johnson. Hello, Herman.
Mr. Young, there's some mail in your box.
Oh, thank you. Nuts, kid. I'll just put my hand in the mailbox and we'll see. A mouse trap. I got a mouse trap in my hand.
Well, that's where it belongs, you big hunk of cheese.
Herman Johnson, that's a nasty thing to do. Do you know what happens to little boys like you?
Yeah, we grow up to be big jerks like you.
Big jerk like me. Oh, bless you, little... Now, Herman... You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why aren't you at school?
I'm playing hooky. Yesterday, I threw a bullfrog down the teacher's back.
A bullfrog down the teacher's back? What did the teacher do?
Nothing. She just sat there while her bustle erased the blackboard. So today, I'm playing hooky.
Yeah, you should never play hooky. I once tried it, and I was plenty sorry. I sneaked out to see a picture with Red Ryder, and my father caught me.
What did he do to you?
He took me out in the woodshed, and after it was over, I was redder than Ryder. Oh, you'll be a good boy now, you bet you, and run along to school.
Ah, you teacher's apple. Yeah.
Now, look, Herman. If you don't go to school, you'll grow up to be an ignorant tramp. And if you do go to school, you can grow up to be somebody like me.
I don't like the odds.
School would keep you out of mischief, Herman. You wouldn't put soap in people's milk or mouse traps in their mailbox. It's not nice, you know.
Maybe you're right, Mr. Young. I'm sorry. And to prove there's no hard feeling, I'm going to let you smell the flower in my lapel.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Herman. Nice kid. I'd be very glad to smell the flower in your lapel. Herman, you had water in that flower.
No, I didn't. It was ink. Blue eyes.
flew up. That does it, Herman. I'm going right over to talk to your mother. Soap in my milk, mousetrap in my mailbox. Ink in my eye. Wait till his mother hears about this. I wonder how Mrs. Johnson had a kid like Herman. She's such a nice woman.
Well, Alan Young, come in.
Oh, thank you, you.
Anything I can do for you, Alan?
Yes, Mrs. Johnson, it's about your son, Herman.
Oh, has Herman been up to some mischief again? I try to keep an eye on him, Alan, but I've got so many kiddies that... Oh, dear. Jimmy, if you must dial that phone, use your finger. Use your finger. I don't care if Robert's head does come to a point. Now, what were you saying, Alan?
Well, it's about your boy, Herman. He's always playing practical jokes.
Well, I'll tell Mr. Johnson about it as soon as he comes home from the hospital.
What happened to Mr. Johnson?
Well, yesterday, Herman hid Mr. Johnson's glasses, and when he went down to the corner and jumped on the bus...
Yeah?
There wasn't any there.
All kids are mischievous, but the worst thing I ever did, one day I brought home a skunk.
Alan, you brought home a skunk?
Yeah, when I walked in, my mother said to my father, "Never mind the door, open the windows, Richard."
I'm sorry if Herman's caused you any trouble, Alan.
Well, gee, Mr. Johnson, it's a shame Herman doesn't have some sort of interest to keep him out of mischief.
I wish I could think of something, Alan.
I was always playing tricks and annoying people till my father bought me a dog.
Do you think owning a dog would keep Herman out of mischief?
Sure, I used to spend all my time with my dog. He was such a tough animal. He had all the other dogs hypnotized. He'd just look at them straight in the eye and they'd drop their bones and run.
What did you call him?
Influence.
Alan, a dog might be just the thing for Herman.
Of course, Mrs. G. Why didn't I think of that before?
If a dog would make a better boy of Herman, I'd be so grateful.
I'll go right down to the city pound and get one. They have some wonderful dogs there.
Well, to keep little Herman Johnson out of trouble, Alan has decided to get him a dog. Let's join Alan. Let's join Alan as he enters the city dog pound.
Oh, this must be the place. Might as well walk right in. I hate to go in there. I'm so bony. Well, here comes the man in charge.
Quiet, Brownie. Quiet, Blackie. Quiet, Spotty.
Sugar!
That goes for you, too, Lippy.
Pardon me, are you in charge of these dogs?
No, I'm just opening this can of Red Hot because it's Valentine's Day. Charge of the dog.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in getting a dog. You seem to have quite a selection here.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of dogs. Been around these dogs so much, I'm beginning to feel like one.
Yeah, well, I want to...
Yeah, getting to be just like a dog, just like a dog.
No.
Go on, feel my nose.
It's cold and damp.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea this job could affect you like this.
Oh, I feel just like a dog. When I walk home at night, all the neighbors laugh at me.
Well, why don't you laugh right back at them?
And drop the newspaper out of my mouth?
Well, look, I'd like to get a dog. Would you please show me some that are available?
Well, follow me to the kennels. They're right back here.
What a lot of dogs.
Yeah, all kinds of dogs.
Oh, there's a cute little dog over there. Certainly has a lot of hair on him. Can't even see his face. Oh, I'm standing at the wrong end. What a cute dog. Here, boy. Nice boy. Come here, boy. What's his name?
Gladys.
He's a she. Hello there, Gladys. Would you like to go home with me? Oh, that's swell, Gladys. Give your Uncle Alan a little kiss. Kind of cools you off, doesn't it? Okay, mister, this is just the dog for Herman. She'll look really beautiful after a nice bath.
You're listening to the Alan Young Show on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Hammond. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to the Alan Young Show on When Radio Was.
The whole bathroom is getting wet.
Me lad, scrub the ears a bit more, huh? And soap up the chest. Use that brush a bit stronger on the back.
Yeah, that's better.
Now, just the neck, me lad. That does it.
Okay, Jonathan. Now you get out of the tub and put the dog in. Come on now, Gladys. You get into the tub. No, come on, Gladys. Get into the tub. You're getting into that tub just as sure as you're a dog. Jonathan, get that cat out of the room. Having enough trouble giving Gladys a bath. No more nonsense now, Gladys. It's full of nice, warm water. Come on, let me put you in. In you go. I knew you'd like it. What a nice dog. She's smart, too, Jonathan.
Oh, my lad, she's brilliant. Why, we've only had her 2 hours, and already Jonathan Mildew has taught her Shakespeare.
Oh, stop.
No, I mean it, my lad. Now, just listen to Gladys' quote from Shakespeare. You ready, Gladys? Romeo, Romeo, wherefore?
Stop.
Me lad, she's the cleverest dog I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, oh, there's the phone.
Well, I'll get him, lad.
All right, thanks a lot.
You have the great Jonathan Mildew on the wire.
Oh, hello, Jonathan. I'd like to speak to Alan.
Oh, Dolores. Well, you called at the most inopportune moment, my dear. Alan's quite busy in the other room. He's scrubbing Gladys back.
scrubbing Gladys's back.
Well, why not? First he scrubbed her legs and then he... Hello? 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 Strange, Dolores hung up.
Well, ordinary man can never understand woman.
Who was it, Jonathan?
Dolores, darling, my boy. I told her you were busy.
Oh, it's probably about our date tonight. It's Valentine's Day, you know. Well, I'll call her later.
You know, that bath did wonders for Gladys. Just look at her coat shine.
Yes. Here comes that filthy rich Updike. Better see what he wants. Wonder what Hubert wants to show off about today.
Oh, Alan, I'm here. I'm here. Come turn up my wick, for I'm the old lamplighter.
You certainly seem happy today, Hubert.
Yes, yes, yes. After all, Alan, today is Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Well, I know. Sure, that's the day you send your girl a box of chocolates. But I suppose you've been very busy sending out Valentine's, Hubert.
Yes, yes, of course, Alan. I sent a great big Valentine to the one I love best.
You did?
Yes, and you should have seen how excited I was when I opened it.
Well, I'm glad to see you in such good spirits.
Well, Alan, this is the holiday season. Today is Valentine's Day, and Wednesday the birthday of Abraham Chrysler.
Chrysler? Don't be silly, it's Lincoln.
Dear old Dodd insists on fluid drive.
Well, gotta have it. But I suppose you sent a Valentine to Dolores, darling.
Yes, I'm giving Dolores a mink coat in the shape of a heart.
That's nothing at all, Hubert. Why, this morning my uncle gave my aunt a Buick in the shape of a heart.
A Buick in the shape of a heart? Did he have it made up special?
No, he got caught between two women drivers.
Tell me, what are you giving Dolores, Allen?
Well, I haven't had much time to think about it, Hubert. I've been too busy doing a favor for a little boy in the neighborhood.
Ooh, how democratic. Why, we Updikes have no use for children. In fact, there's never been a child in our family.
You're ridiculous. You were born, weren't you?
Me born? But that's so common.
Hubert, where did you come from?
Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh. Saks Fifth Avenue? How come the stork didn't bring you?
Mother wouldn't accept anything that wasn't gift wrapped.
Oh. Anyway, Hubert, I'm trying to turn this little boy into a gentleman.
Alan, I've always been a gentleman, even when I was a little boy.
Didn't you ever play any rough games?
Oh, no, no, Alan. My favorite game was spin the safe deposit box.
You mean spin the bottle.
But I made out so much better with the girls, aren't we?
I'm sure you do. Anyway, I'm trying to keep this little boy out of mischief, so I...
Heavens, Alan, your canary has a cold.
Yeah, but that's not a canary. Don't you recognize that sound?
Oh, mother, call up MGM. Lassie came home tonight.
Yeah, but it happens to be a dog I picked up at the kennels today. I'll call her in. Yeah. Attagirl, Gladys, come over here. Attagirl. Now give your Uncle Hubert a great big kiss.
Ooh, how vulgar. Now, please, dog, please, you'll have to leave the room.
Don't you like dogs, Hubert?
Well, I do, Alan. I've got all sorts of dogs at my kennel.
I suppose you think everything you have is the best.
Well, it is, Alan. I have one bloodhound who can track down anybody once he gets on the dollar bill.
Dollar bill? Well, you mean once he gets on the scent.
Even our dogs don't bother with small change.
Hubert, you and your money. Oh, it's Dolores. Come in, Dolores.
Alan Young, is Gladys still in this house?
Gladys? Why, of course Gladys is. You wouldn't expect her to leave right after I gave her a bath.
Alan, how could you?
Well, it wasn't easy. She kept jumping out of the tub.
She what?
I just met her this morning, too. She's so cute. You should see the happy look on her face when I scratch her stomach.
Oh, Alan, this is awful.
Ah, she thinks Gladys is a woman. Now's my chance to do some dirty work.
Oh, Alan, I'd like to congratulate you on picking out Gladys. I don't blame you for letting her sit on your lap.
You let Gladys sit on your lap?
For sure. How else could she lick my face?
Oh, that's the end. Hubert, you can take me home.
Oh, bully. Just plain bully. And tell me, Dolores, on the way home,
May I tweak the lobe of your ear?
Hubert!
Oh, forgive me, Dolores. I'm such a bounder.
Dolores, I can't understand it. What have you got against poor Gladys? I'll call her in.
I don't want to meet her, Alan.
Oh, you'll love her. Gladys!
Why, Alan, Gladys is a dog.
What did you think she was?
Curses, I've been foiled again.
You ought to be ashamed. You knew all along that Gladys was a dog.
Well, don't be angry, Dolores. I have a beautiful Valentine's gift for you. A mink coat.
I don't want it, Hubert. You can wear it yourself.
I couldn't, Dolores. It would clash with my ermine shorts. Oh, well. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Oh, Alan, I'm sorry about this whole misunderstanding.
Oh, it's all right, Dolores.
Honey, I'm afraid we'll have to call off our date tonight.
Hey, what happened?
Well, Mrs. Johnson has to meet her husband, and she asked me to take care of her kitties tonight.
Oh, well, that's swell, Dolores. Works out fine. Uh-huh. I want to give Gladys to Herman Johnson, so I'll just come along with you tonight.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. I could just kiss you.
You could?
Yes, honey.
Well, close your eyes, Dolores, and I'll kiss you.
Okay. Oh, Alan, that was the best kiss you ever gave me.
Better close your eyes again, Dolores. Gladys beat me to it.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, and Alan and Dolores are together. However, it's not the type of evening they planned. Instead of the neighborhood theater, Alan and Dolores are at Mrs. Johnson's house.
Alan?
Yes, Dolores?
Here we are, sitting in the living room, just the two of us.
That's right.
Kitties are all asleep. The lights are down low.
Yes, I know.
Well, then, let's get a little more comfortable.
More comfortable?
Yes. Do you want my hand?
No, I got two.
Honey, Valentine's Day is a very important event. That's when that small roly-poly fellow goes around shooting his arrows.
Small roly-poly fella shoots his arrows?
Yes, honey. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Little Beaver?
Oh, Alan, stop acting so shy. Come on, put your arm around me.
No, no.
Oh, Alan, put your arm around me.
No.
Come on. Come on, honey, put your arm around me.
Well...
Go ahead, stupid, the dame's cold.
What?
Herman Johnson, I thought you were asleep.
Herman, you shouldn't listen into grown-ups' conversations.
And a bird and a beast to you, too.
What is this birds and beast stuff? Oh, yes. Herman, you've been brought up wrongly. If I were your father, I'd see that you were given a character.
If you were my father, I'd be one.
Herman, maybe you'd like some ice cream.
Now you're talking, sister. Take a tutti-frutti.
Okay. Alan, I'll go out and get some ice cream. And why don't you show Herman the surprise in the other room? You know, Gladys.
Oh, the dog. Yeah, that's an idea. See you later, Dolores.
Surprise in the next room.
Oh, that's right, Herman. You'll never guess what's in the kitchen. It's something with a long snout and big floppy ears.
Gee, me old lady come home early.
Herman, that's no way to talk about your mother. I'll open the kitchen door and show you what it is.
Hey, get that clummy mud out of this house.
Oh, you hurt her feeling, Herman. Gladys is a very smart dog. She's part pointer and part setter.
Well, let me see her point at something.
All right. Gladys, point at Herman.
Hey, look what she's doing.
She's pointing with a part that's supposed to set. I guess her mother was frightened by a Studebaker.
She ain't so smart.
Yeah, you ought to see Gladys fetch things, Herman.
You mean you throw something? She brings it back to you?
Certainly. I'll show you. I'll throw this ball now. Just watch Gladys get it. There.
Oh, yeah? If she's so good at fetching things, let's see her fetch this lamp.
Herman, put down that lamp.
Here we go. And I'll throw this vase in this water pitcher.
No.
I ain't
had so much fun since I threw my little brother in the bendix.
Yep. Herman Johnson, you ought to...
Alan, what's all the noise? I was just... Alan, what's happened here? The room is a wreck.
Look what the dog did. Look what the dog did.
Look, Dolores, it wasn't the dog. It was me. I mean, it was him. Here.
Me? How can you say that? He broke on me poor old lady's furniture. All day long, me poor old lady wipes her fingers to the bone. All day long, me poor old man slaves at the factory.
Alan, how could you wreck a whole house in 10 minutes?
I have a California driver's license. Ooh. I didn't do it. Herman, just for that, you're not getting Gladys. She was supposed to be a present for you, but you don't deserve her.
You mean Gladys was supposed to be my dog?
That's right, but now you cannot have her.
Gee, I didn't know it was my dog. I can take care of a dog, Mr. Young. Give me another chance.
Well, I don't know. What do you say, Gladys?
Oh.
Okay, Herman. You take good care of her, and she'll keep you out of mischief.
Thanks, Mr. Young.
Mm. Oh, Alan, that was a wonderful idea, that dog. And you know what?
What?
You deserve a great big kiss.
I do? Well, close your eyes, Dolores.
Okay, honey. Oh, Alan, that was wonderful.
You better close them again, Dolores. This time Herman beat me to it.
The Alan Young Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus. And if you have a half hour next Wednesday, listen to Duffy's Tavern over most of these stations. Now, here's Alan Young again.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, during the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show. Ipana for the smile of beauty and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub. Ipana, Minute Rub. Until next weekend, this is Alan Young saying good night.
From February 14th, 1947... Little Herman was voiced by Walter Tetley, best known for playing nephew Leroy on The Great Gildersleeve and the delivery boy Julius on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was It's the Couple Next Door, right after this.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6.
We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law for since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was as the Comedies Continue. This is from February 25th, 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The Couple Next Door is brought to you today in part by Mentholatum and Carter's Little Liver Pills. If you're suffering from a heavy cold or the flu, some of your most bothersome symptoms are sneezing, stuffiness, and chest congestion. You can relieve these distressing symptoms, however, by relying on dependable, all-purpose Mentholatum. To relieve nasal stuffiness, put a little Mentholatum inside each nostril. And Mentholatum in your steam vaporizer brings clearer, more comfortable breathing. Here's something else. Medicinally soothing Mentholatum is wonderfully effective for chest congestion. And its mildness makes it kind even to children's delicate skin. It's also ideal for chapped skin and lips. Use Mentholatum often at the first sign of a cold or the flu. Mentholatum's available in both the United States and Canada.
Greetings and salutations.
Hello, dear. Gee, I just got home ahead of you.
Oh, why, where you been?
Hi, dear. Oh, Bridge Club over at Lorraine's.
Lorraine who?
Lorraine Bixby. You know, married to that awfully good-looking fellow, Leonard Bixby. You remember we met them at the Harringtons?
Oh, yeah, kind of fat fella.
He's not fat at all. He's just got very broad shoulders. The fact is, he looks very much like Charles Boyer.
Well, if it's the one I'm thinking of, he doesn't look anything like Charles Boyer.
Oh, yes, he does. Dear, he's really handsome. He was there when we were having Bridge Club. He'd come home early today, and honestly, he is so funny.
I don't remember his being so funny. Hey, where's tonight's paper?
All right, there in the footstool. Well, he is funny. Don't you remember we met them at the Harringtons, how funny he was? Everything he said was just a scream. Remember how we laughed?
I remember how you laughed. I thought he was a pain in the neck.
Oh, what is the matter with you, dear?
Look, I don't remember saying anything so killingly funny, for heaven's sakes. What I do remember is he whacked me on the back and spilled coffee all over my pants.
Oh, well, that was an accident.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he was so funny this afternoon. He played the piano for all the girls, sang some funny songs. And then he did some card tricks. Oh, he was so entertaining. Really, you know, as Eleanor said, it must be such fun to be married to a man like that.
Yeah. Well, when I met him, I got a feeling his wife didn't think he was as funny as everybody else did.
Well, she does, too. Why, this afternoon she laughed and laughed. And then she said to him, "Honey, it's so warm in here. Why don't you take off your vest?" And he said, "Okay." And then, honestly, dear.
A vest?
Oh, you know how beautifully he dresses, as though he's always going to a wedding or something. So, oh, we laughed. Honestly, he took off his vest without removing his coat.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
He did, dear. He did not take off his suit coat, and he had this way of taking off his vest taking the coat.
That
really
is
so
the
clever.
Oldest trick in the world. We used to do that in college, for heaven's sake. You mean you've never seen that done before?
No.
Oh, come on, you must
I haven't, and Eleanor hadn't either.
Well, look,
neither.
For your information, darling, there is nothing to it. That Leonard Bixby is nothing but a loudmouth show-off.
Oh, now, don't get jealous. I much prefer you,
well,
dear.
Well, thank you very much.
Honey, for goodness sakes, can't I tell you something like that without you getting mad?
Who's mad? Look, I just get annoyed, that's all, when I see you so impressed with that baboon.
Dear.
And for your information, I also can take off my vest, if I had one, without removing my coat.
Well, I don't know what's the matter with you? I love you just the way you are. You don't have to do tricks or anything.
Look, is the vest of this suit hanging upstairs in the closet?
Oh, now, look, don't start something now. Eleanor and Fred are coming over to have a bite with us. I've got to set the table yet, and I want to give Betsy her dinner so we four can have a quiet meal. Dear honey!
I'm getting my vest.
Oh.
The miracle of your liver bile.
It is a medical fact that liver bile emulsifies fat, actually breaks down fatty solids to form a smooth, easy-flowing mix.
In your body, too, liver bile helps break down fat. Many favorite foods reach the digestive tract as undigested fatty solids. Your liver bile helps break down this fat for easier digestion.
And Carter's Little Liver Pills is the only laxative with proof, clinical proof, that it improves liver bile flow while it relieves irregularity.
Remember, your golden liver bile emulsifies fatty solids in your digestive tract, breaks them down for easier digestion.
So for sluggish, headachy, nervous irregularity, get Carter's and stimulate bile flow while relieving irregularity. Carter's Little Liver Pills, only 54 cents.
Oh, honestly, I've got to polish my silver again. It looks terrible. Well, I'll do that tomorrow. Would you come and put the chairs to the table, dear?
No, I won't. Not right this minute. I want you to come into the living room. This won't take a second.
Oh, honey, I have to make the salad. And
all right. I'll come out to the kitchen.
Oh, now.
But now, I would like your undivided attention, please.
You are being so silly, dear.
It's all right when I think of my wife being impressed by such a simple darn trick.
Well, I'd never seen it before.
Look, I'd like you to know that your husband is just as clever as any Mr. Leonard Bixby about taking his vest off without removing his coat.
All right. Honestly. You want mayonnaise or French dressing on your salad?
Well, I don't care.
Well, say which.
All right,
say
French dressing. I don't care. Now,
don't know
watch
if
closely.
Any or not.
Well, never mind. It's one of those things that you got to do very quickly.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's the art of magic, you know. Any trick, doing it quickly.
Well, that's
so
fine, because I still haven't got Betsy's dinner ready, so go on. Do it quickly.
No. Ready? Watch close now.
I am.
Simply.
Well, dear, do you think that...
Yeah, just watch me.
Well, I am. I am, dear, but I... Honey,
watch me.
I am, dear, but...
Now, down the sleeve and you put it... What the heck?
Dear.
What in Sam Hill is...
Dear.
What?
Well, I don't think you're doing it right, dear. That isn't how Leonard Bixby did it.
Look, I don't care how Leonard Bixby did it.
Oh,
I'm going to...
For goodness sakes, darling, now forget about it. Let it go.
I am going to do this. It's
well,
just
darling, it's one of your good suits. In fact,
simple.
It just came back from the cleaners. Now, you're getting the coat all wrinkled, really, and it doesn't...
Reach around under here, over the shoulder like that, and you grab the vest and just pull it.
You're going to rip something.
Push the vest down the sleeve here, some way.
Oh, why don't you let it go, dear?
But I know how to do this.
I believe you. Can't you accept that? I do. I'm sure you do.
I was supposed to twist her up.
Look, you are going to choke yourself.
Get away, will you? Not twist around under here, then you slide it down the sleeve. Wait a minute. You got to bend your elbow.
Oh.
That's it. And get it out
let
of
it go,
the
dear.
Arm hold of this vest here. What is the matter with this?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, let it go.
Here, I think I got
it. Look out, you're ripping something. There. You want to rip this good suit to shreds?
What's ripping?
I don't know. Stand still. I suppose it's the best of the coats. What have you done here?
I don't know.
How did you ever get so twisted up in this? Now, hold still. Let me try to pull the vest this way. Now, I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. Well, you better get the vest back over your head before it chokes you.
I can do this, you know.
Yes, I know you can.
No.
I know you can, darling. I know.
Mommy!
Yeah, we're in the kitchen, dear. Come on out. Maybe if you tried to get the vest back over
your... Maybe if
you
just stopped giving me directions,
right,
I could...
All right, dear. All right, I'm sorry. Get this
done. Mommy, I'm hungry. Yeah. What can I...
You're listening to The Couple Next Door. We'll be back with more right after this.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, this is
Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was.
What's Daddy doing?
Oh, he's trying to take his vest off without removing his coat.
Why?
I don't know exactly, dear. It's a trick.
Oh.
What the heck is this?
It's a funny trick.
Yes, it is a funny trick.
Give me some more, Daddy.
Now, you look here.
Betsy, dear, why don't you go on in the living room, darling?
No, I want to watch Daddy.
Well, Daddy doesn't want you to watch him right now, dear.
Why?
Go in the living room, as your mother told
darling.
Now, go on, get out of here.
Go on, darling. Go on, dear. Well, I certainly don't think you should yell at her like that. And I'll tell you this much. If you pull and tug anymore, you are going to ruin that suit. The sleeve is half ripped out.
I don't care.
And you're going to choke yourself with that vest pulled tight across your throat that way. Now stop being so silly and take the coat off.
I can't get my coat off. Something is caught in the sleeve.
Is it, honestly? Here, let me see if I can help you. Betsy, that must be Mr. and Mrs. Kendall. Will you answer the door, dear? Here, now try to get your arm out, darling. Try to get your arm out. Honestly, here they are. I haven't made the salad or anything. Now, try to pull your arm out, dear.
I can't pull my arm out.
Oh, really? Now, here, let me see.
Hi. Hello, I'll be over in a minute.
Hello, Fred.
Well, well, well. What happened to you?
Daddy's doing a trick.
Trick? Oh, my gosh. What kind of a trick is that? You look like a pretzel.
Well, it's the trick of removing the vest without removing the coat. And I would appreciate it, Fred, if you would remove him to the living room and try to get him untangled while I finish getting our dinner.
Hey, come on.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What's new? How often do you greet a friend with that question? We're all interested in keeping abreast of the latest news, be it international or local in scope. And there's one sure way of getting complete news reports, accurate reports of the news as it happens. That's by listening regularly to CBS News. CBS News has some of the top reporters and news analysts in the world. Men like Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Trout, Charles Collingwood, and Howard K. Smith. Not only are they among the best in the world, they're all over the world, ready and waiting to bring you the news in first-hand accounts, from whatever point it may occur. In this country, CBS News has 12 regular correspondents and 21 more stationed abroad. In addition, it has over 400 other news contacts, with men always on the alert to bring you the latest word from all corners of our news-busy world. So when you want the latest, fullest reports on the news, get in the habit of staying with CBS Radio and CBS News.
walked in that front door and saw him all trussed up like that. And, of course, he just glared at me.
I know. Sit down, Eleanor. I just have to mix the salad.
Anything I can do?
No, not a thing.
Well, I knew at once what had happened. I happened to mention to Fred that we'd seen the Bixby and how marvelously Leonard Bixby dresses.
Yes.
And I noticed Fred went up and put on his best suit to come over here tonight.
I don't know what gets into them, really. Well, actually, I don't think it's so funny. He has ripped the sleeve out of that coat, practically.
Oh, it's the old male superiority. They have to show off and prove that they're just as good as the next man, or better.
And why, when we love them just as they are? Betsy, now eat your dinner, will you?
I am.
Yeah. Well, I thought my husband was pretty S-I-L-L-Y.
Silly.
You eat your dinner now.
I am. I'm through.
You finish that up. Now, two more bites and drink your milk, please.
Well, how are you doing out here?
Oh, hi, dear. We're all ready to eat. Eleanor, you want to go get Fred?
Oh, sure. Fred, come on. We're ready to eat.
Honey, Well, I guess that's what I get for trying to show off.
Oh, well.
What's the matter, Daddy?
Well, I'm just afraid your daddy is not as clever as he would like to be.
Why, you're very clever, Daddy. I bet you could even find some money in Betsy's ear if you tried. Don't you think so?
Oh, you think so? Well, maybe. Let me try.
Hey,
look at that. And what is this? Okay. My goodness, Mommy, I found another quarter right under
another?
Your chin.
Another?
Oh, yeah.
You let Dad go get another suit coat to put on now. We're going to eat.
Yeah,
Daddy,
okay.
Why do you have to work to make money if you can take it out of people's ears?
Well, now, that's a very good question.
Oh, heaven's sakes, will you come here quick?
What's the matter?
Oh, no. My gosh, Fred.
Fred, we're all ready to eat.
That's what I told him, but no, he knew how to do it.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get all excited. There's nothing to this. Well, I learned this trick in high school, and I want to show you where you made your mistake.
Well, I can tell you both where you made your mistake. Dinner's ready, and we're going to eat. Come on, Eleanor.
If you rip that good suit, Fred, really.
Come on.
Now, look here. Look. I know exactly how that Bixby guy did this trick. Nothing to it. You slide this off this way, see? Then you pull the vest wrong side out, see? Like this. And, there. Then down the sleeve, like this. Yeah. And then you pull the vest out. Simple.
Fred, I hate you. And in front of my child, too. Well, Betsy, I guess Mr. Kendall is smarter than your daddy. He could do it.
What's the trick?
Taking his vest off.
Why didn't he just take his coat off first?
Well, because the trick is to do it without taking your coat off.
Why?
Well, that's the trick.
Well, what's he got when he's through the trick? I mean, he hasn't any money or rabbits or anything. I think it's a stupid old trick.
Hey, you know something, Fred? I think my daughter's right. It is pretty stupid. We're not even getting any dinner out of it.
Yeah.
Come on, to heck with that Bixby guy. Let's eat.
Yeah, let's eat.
February 25th, 1958. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had the Alan Young Show, and I mentioned that he spent decades as the voice of Disney's Scrooge McDuck. Well, one of his cast members, Jim Backus, also did cartoon work. Can you name the nearsighted, bumbling character he voiced? I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia?
A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kicker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the cartoon character voiced for years by Jim Backus. The answer is Mr. Magoo. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.